Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. We get set for the men's game here tonight between Hastings and Midland. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gaines, like we've said it time in and time out, another big week for us here with the Midland and Morningside coming in this week.
Yeah, you know, all three of us are 7-2 in the conference. Dort's 9-1, so top four teams. It's all bunched up top. So home game, you know, against Midland tonight, it starts right there. And, of course, for us, it started Monday and Tuesday with preparation. We've really preached preparation to our players and had two good days, and so should be ready to compete tonight.
This really makes the turn of the conference now. We'll go all through the conference again, sitting at 7-2 in the conference. You like the way the team is playing? Like the position right now?
Yeah, you know, we've really refined some habits. I think we played really hard Sunday. We just didn't knock down some shots. We missed some easy shots inside. UNK has tremendous length. You know, they gave us a little trouble with their length. The Brozek kid becoming eligible at semester certainly didn't help either. He played really well. So, yeah, I think we're doing some good things. This is always a test of mental toughness. You know, anytime you drop a game, we've talked about this before, you have to have the confidence and the courage to come back and get it done the next time out.
Been in a win-loss cycle for the past seven ball games. We've been unable to really string two great performances together.
Yeah, you know, I mean, coming off UNK again, I stress it's just about getting back out there, getting things done, focusing in on winning every possession, because ultimately in ball games, basically, there's 8 5-minute games. You know, 8 times 5 is 40, and so we got to come out the first 5 minutes, establish ourselves that we're ready to compete, and then continue to do those same things in the remainder of the five-minute segments.
84-67 lost to Kearney on Sunday. Did you see some good things out of that?
You know, I thought our effort was really, really good. Obviously, you know, we just didn't make enough plays offensively to get things done. I thought, you know, when we win the rebounding battle against UNK, who beat Northwest Missouri State on the boards, who went 6'9", 6'8", 6'7", tells us that obviously in the rebounding area we've made progress. So, again, we have to make open shots. We've got to finish around the rim. And then we get one-on-ones at the free throw line. We've got to be able to knock those down too. And, of course, you saw Sunday a lot of pride in Hastings College because there was a packed house. There were a lot of old-timers back. Coach Trader did a great job setting up that weekend. Doc Farrell, it was an honor of Doc Farrell. And so that the pride in the program, the pride in Hastings College really shone, even though we didn't win the ballgame.
Coach, what about our shooting on Sunday? Did not shoot the ball real well, especially from three-point territory. Was that because of the length that the UNK had?
That may have had something to do with it. And then, you know, we just got to shoot the ball with confidence. You got to be ready. You got to be ready to fire. If you've got space and you're a maker, a guy that makes shots, you need to be ready to let it fly. And then, obviously, in and around the rim, you just got to go up strong. You got to look for contact, and you got to finish.
They shoot 61% for the ball game. I think they were over 70% in the second half. Was that a breakdown defensively?
You know, they had some guys make shots. You know, Pearson, I think, would rather drive it. He had a couple big threes late in the shot clock. Dineen shot the ball well. I thought Wellesley did a great job on Baronic again. I thought he just wreaked havoc on him. But Rozek's a tough matchup. You know, he can put it on the floor. He can go right. He can go left. He's athletic. He can finish at the rim. And then Dent inside is just very, very crafty. Did a nice job scoring inside. So I think defensively, again, tonight we've got to be very, very good because Midland has a ton of weapons and we'll get tested again.
Sunday, did they, bring out some weaknesses in our basketball team that maybe we can zero in on and maybe improve on down the stretch here?
Yeah, you know, I mean, again, I think defensive positioning, activity was good. Rebounding was good. We just have to be able to make more plays than we made on Sunday. And again, sometimes, you know, you got to put the ball in the basket. If you're not shooting the ball well, then you've got to fix that. And a lot of that is just, again, confidence and courage. I think our guys have confidence and courage. I think they'll bounce back tonight. Again, we did a great job on the boards. We need to eliminate easy shots. We just can't, like tonight, we can't let Midland in the paint. We can't let them get stuff at the rim. And we certainly can't let Imig catch and shoot threes or Heizer catch and shoot threes. So college basketball teams can do a lot of things to hurt you. We've got to understand what their tendencies are, what their personnel is, and try to take those things away.
Guy that went out late in the ball game for Hastings on Sunday was Tobin Reinwald. Hurt his knee, but he's evidently ready to go tonight. Huh?
Yeah, it was a scare because, you know, Tobin's coming off an ACL injury, and immediately when he grabs a knee, the whole place just, you know, kind of stops and wonder what's happened to him. There's no structural damage to his knee. It was a hyperextended knee, and he's had 2 days to recuperate and to get physical therapy and all that, and he should be ready to go tonight.
So it's on the Midland here tonight. Like you said, 7-2 on the season. They're 16-2 overall. A great basketball team. You mentioned the Imig kid. He's the kid to stop.
Yeah, you know, Imig's very, very good. I think he's had some injury problems. I think he's had a foot problem in Florida. He didn't play a game, and he didn't start the last game against Briarcliff. We'd be surprised if he didn't start tonight. We think he'll be ready to go. Gully is – everything goes through Imig and Gully. They set a ton of ball screens for those two guys. They make great decisions. They can shoot the ball. They can dish the ball. So we've got to be prepared to be in great position as a unit.
Gully is a kid that can fire up a 3-2.
Oh, no question. And as a team, they're going to fire up the three, and then they chase rebounds. They lost to Briarcliff by 2 points, amazingly, because they won the rebounding battle by 20. And you just don't see that in college basketball stat lines, where if you just looked at the rebounding stat and somebody won by 20, you'd say, oh, that team won double digits, but wasn't the case. So we've got to do a great job of limiting them to one shot.
So where was their downfall against Briarcliff last week?
You know, Briarcliff made them defensively. Midland is a packed defensive team, which means they're not going to get out and deny and pressure the ball as much. They're going to try to keep you out of the paint. Briarcliff did a really good job moving them and making them play defense and not just let them stand. In other words, they had players moving. They had the ball moving. And so they got some good opportunities. And that was just a tough, hard-fought ball game. Midland misses a three at the buzzer down two. So, you know, in the GPAC, it doesn't matter where you're playing, who you're playing. You've got to be ready to go or you're going to get beat.
This is a team that is very good, at least statistically, defensively. Number one in the conference, giving up about 64 points per ball game. Talk about what they do on defense.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, they're scoring 76. They're giving up 64. Again, they keep you out of the lane. They keep you out of the paint. They make you a jump shooting team, and they're very, very athletic. The Franklin kid, a new player for them this year, is really, I mean, he's fast with the ball. He's good defensively. Gully's good defensively. We've got to make Gully and Imig defend screens and take Imig down on the block, too, particularly, you know, if he gets matched up with Tobin. Tobin's got to go down inside and attack him. Those good offensive players, you've got to make them play defense and make them run through screens and hit them a lot so that they get tired.
And when we try to attack offensively, obviously we're going to have to knock down maybe some shots from the outside to loosen things up in there?
Yeah, we've got to have an inside-out presence. I mean, we're going to have to make open shots. We're going to have to, when we get the ball inside, we're going to have to finish around the rim. And then we've got to stay the course of, again, we did a great job getting 11 offensive rebounds. When we get those got to turn into points.
Okay, good thing.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gamer is head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lamps and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings in Midland tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. In between games, the Hastings College women's basketball team picking up a win in the opener tonight, winning by the score of 71-59, as the Broncos win their 11th straight ball game here tonight. They get ready to play Morningside on Saturday. A lot of action going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, we can tell you about. The final scores we have in thus far: Hastings winning over Midland by a score of 71-59. Number one ranked Northwestern came back to beat Dort by a score of 76-62. The Red Raiders trailed at halftime of that ball game. And Doan tonight, they absolutely destroyed Nebraska Wesleyan, winning by 52 points. It was Doan beating Nebraska Wesleyan tonight by a score of 82-30. Mount Marty is playing on the road tonight at Dakota Wesleyan. Nothing in on that ball game yet. The non-conference game has Briarcliff playing at Dakota State. Got the men's contest coming up here in just a couple of minutes here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College, they come in with a record of 13 wins and 5 losses on the season. The Broncos ranked number 19 in the country this week, according to the latest NAIA Division II poll. Hastings is sitting at 7-2 in the conference. The Broncos trying to rebound from their loss on Sunday to Nebraska Kearney, losing that ball game by a score of 84-57. Hastings in that ball game did not shoot the ball very well, 42% from the field, and Hastings knocked down only 2 out of 13 three-pointers in that ball game. Meanwhile, Nebraska Kearney had great success against the Hastings defense. They shot 61% from the ball game, 54% from three-point territory. In fact, they shot 72% in the second half. So Hastings trying to fix some things here down the stretch as they get ready for the second run through the Great Plains Athletic Conference next week. Of course, a big ball game coming up on Saturday against Morningside. But this is a big ball game, too. Hastings going to face the ninth-ranked team in the country here tonight in Midland. The Warriors coming in, a record of 16 wins and 2 losses on the season. They are 7-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland opening up this season with 3 straight wins, knocking out Benedictine of Illinois, beating San Ambrose of Iowa, and Mount Mercy out of Iowa. Then they lost to Dort College to open up the conference season at 72-66. They won 13 straight games then before finally losing to Briarcliff on Saturday up at the Tyson Event Center, losing by a score of 68-66. Included during that winning streak where they put 13 wins together was a couple of wins down in Miami. They played down there about a week before we did during the month of December. In fact, they played one of the teams that we played, St. Thomas out of Florida. They beat St. Thomas by the score of 60-48. Hastings College, they lost to St. Thomas the following week by the score of 83-74. So this is a very good basketball team, obviously. This is the team that actually knocked Hastings out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament a year ago and ended the Broncos season. In fact, that was the last game that Lance Creech coached, was against Midland a year ago up in Fremont. So Midland, very good. They are a team that's averaging about 75.9 points per ball game in offense. They are number one in the conference as far as defensive scoring average is concerned. They're giving up only 64.6 points per ball game. Their main scorers, we talked about them during the pregame show with Bill, Galen Goley is averaging 14.8 points per ball game and 3.1 rebounds per game. He is second in the conference this week in three-point shooting as far as percentage is concerned. And he's second in the conference in three-pointers made, so he'll be a load tonight, averaging 14.8 points per ball game. Also, Ben Immig, he is their leading scorer, averaging 16.4 points per game. As the coach told us, he's kind of nursing a sore foot, did not play in one of the ball games down in Florida, did not play in the ball game on Saturday against Briarcliff. So we'll see if he will play here tonight against Hastings. In fact, we've just been handed these starting lineups, and Ben Immig will be a starter tonight for Midland University. So the Warriors, a team that comes in here hitting 47% of their field goal tries this year. That is seventh in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are number four in the conference in three-point shooting at 38%. And they are number nine in the conference in free throw percentage at 69%. They are very good defensively. Again, number one as far as allowing points, 64.6. They're number two in the conference defending the field goal, as opposing teams are hitting only 42% of their tries this year against the Midland defense. And they are number four in the conference in defending the three-point shot at 34%. They out-rebound their opposition 33-30, and they don't make many mistakes. Only 10 turnovers per ball game from Midland. They force 14 on the opposite end. So Hastings getting set to take on Midland University here tonight in men's competition. As far as the standings are concerned in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, as action got underway here tonight, Dort has got the lead now in the conference with a mark of 9 wins and 1 loss. They're 17-2 overall. But then you've got 3 teams bunched up just a game behind Dort. One of those teams, Hastings. Broncos sitting at 7-2, 13-5 overall. Midland also in there at 7-2. They're 16-2. And then the team we'll see on Saturday, Morningside, also at 7-2. They're at 12-6 overall. And hanging in the shadows there is Briarcliff. They're currently sitting in fifth place. They're receiving votes in the poll this week. They are currently 3 games out. They're at 6-4 and 13-7. The other games going on in the conference tonight as far as men's basketball is concerned. Midland playing here against Hastings. Northwestern has a date at Dort. Nebraska Wesleyan is at Doan tonight. Mount Marty is playing at Dakota Wesleyan. And the non-conference game has Dakota State playing at Morningside. So we're sneaking up to game time here tonight between Hastings and Midland University. We'll come back and get some more pregame information as we sneak closer to the tip-off of the ball game between the Warriors and the Broncos tonight on 1230 KHAS.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, Replace them with Anderson Windows. With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Ah. Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Another score to report to you as far as women's basketball is concerned. Dakota Wesleyan tonight wins at the Corn Palace as they knock off Mount Marty by a score of 85-79. So the women's scores are now final. As far as the conference games are concerned, there's still a non-conference game involving Briar Cliff and Dakota State tonight. That ball game running about an hour behind this one. So the scores on the women's side of things tonight in the conference, not any surprises right here. Hastings winning over Midland 71-59. Northwestern coming back to beat Dort 76-62. Doan all over Nebraska Wesleyan tonight in women's play 82-30. And it was Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty by a score of 85-79. So Hastings College and Midland getting set to go at it here tonight. This will be the first of at least two meetings between these two teams. Beginning on Saturday, we make our way back through the conference again. Each team playing one another twice throughout the 2013-2014 season. We'll just reverse the schedules now. We'll start over all over again with Morningside on Saturday and work our way throughout the month of January on through February. And the conference tournament is set for the end of February. And before you know it, we got the national tournaments being played. The women will play their national championships this year up at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. The guys will head back down to Branson, Missouri, in a tournament hosted by the College of the Ozarks. So Hastings and Midland getting set to go at it here tonight. Just a couple of minutes away from the introductions of the starting lineups. And I'll tell you what, after we had the place pretty well jammed up on Sunday during the Nebraska-Kearney game, a lot of the folks have come back here. We've got a great crowd on hand for this one here tonight between 9th-ranked Midland and 19th-ranked Hastings. Going to be a loud one here tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena. Our high school basketball coverage, by the way, continues tomorrow night. We're going to have some great high school contests here for the rest of the week. Tomorrow night we'll be at Hastings St. Cecilia, the Chapman Gym. Minden is going to be in town to take on Hastings in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. The Minden girls team is ranked number one in the state in Class C1. They're still undefeated. They'll take on the Hawkheads tomorrow. That'll be the 6 o'clock ball game, 7:45 for the boys. We'll have the coverage here on 12:30. Actually, it's going to be on the Breeze tomorrow night. On the Breeze tomorrow night, KOIQ 94.5, beginning with the pregame show at about 5:45. Then on Friday night, we'll be back in Grand Island as the Northwest Vikings will take on the Adams Central Patriots. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader beginning at 6. Pregame show at 5:45 here on 1230 KHIS. The boys game will go at 7:30. And then Rocco basketball coverage again for you on Saturday here on 1230 KHIS. So into the meat of the schedule for both the high school ranks and the college ranks, as Hastings and all the area teams battling here. The state tournament, by the way, can be held down in Lincoln in the first two weekends of March as far as the high school teams are concerned. So we've got the tip-off straight ahead. We'll take one more break. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're finally ready for the tip-off of the men's game here tonight between Hastings and Midland University. Midland again 16-2 on the season, 7-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, ranked number 9 in the NAIA Division II poll this week. Hastings College 13-5, 7-2 in the conference. They are ranked number 19. The Broncos have been ranked as high as 6th in the national polls this year before dropping a couple of ball games, and now ranked number 19 in the latest poll. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Midland, they will go this way. Ben Emig is a 5'11" senior out of Omaha. Emig is averaging 16.4 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. He had 37 earlier this year in a ball game played at Northwestern. Also averaging 3.7 assists per ball game. Emig is the real deal here for Midland. Marcus Franklin is a 6'3" junior out of Hazel Crest, Illinois. Franklin is averaging 11.6 points and 4.7 rebounds per game, 2.4 assists per contest. Galen Goley is a 5'8" junior out of Omaha. Goley is averaging 14.8 points and 3.1 rebounds per game, second in the conference in three-point field goal percentage, and second in the conference in three-pointers made. Galen Goley is hitting 49% of his three-pointers so far this year, 2.7 assists and 1.3 steals per game. Montrell Billups is a 6'7" junior out of Chicago. Billups is averaging 3.9 points and 4.1 rebounds per game. He is third in the conference in block shots with 21. Alex Starkle is the other starter, 6'7" and a freshman out of Norfolk. He's averaging 9 points and 4.1 rebounds per game. He's got 16 blocks so far this season. Midland University is coached by Todd Eisner. Hastings College will start this way. Akeem Morrison, 5'11", a senior out of Delray Beach, Florida. Morrison averaging 4.6 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. He's averaging 3.2 assists per contest for the Broncos. Brent Wells is a 6'4" senior out of Elba. Wells is averaging 7.7 points and 4.7 rebounds per game. Wells is averaging 1.7 assists and 1.6 steals per ball game. He is number 2 in the conference in swiping balls. Brady Lohman, 6'2", and a senior out of Norfolk. He's the third leading scorer in the GPAC this week, averaging 19.8 points per ball game. He averages 4.6 assists per game. He is sixth in the conference in three-pointers made. Tobin Reinwald gets a start after suffering a hyperextended knee on Sunday against Nebraska Kearney. Reinwald, 6'4", and a junior out of Lincoln, averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds per game. Zach Lynn is the other starter, 6'5", and a junior out of Omaha. Lynn has become the fifth best rebounder in the conference, averaging 6.5 grams per game. He's also averaging 7.9 points per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Midland controls the opening tip. The Warriors will shoot to our basket to our right. Like we said, it's going to be a loud house on hand here as long as Hastings can stay in this basketball game. Just underway, dribbling with the ball is Marcus Franklin. Puts up a shot from the free throw line up and in. Marcus Franklin scores on the opening possession for Midland, and the Warriors go out on top by a score of 2-0. Broncos shooting to our basket to our left. The student body section is on their feet until the first field goal goes through the hole here for Hastings College. Akeem Morissette looks. Morissette goes back door. They try to get it to Tobin Reinwald, and it's off of his shoulders, and it's going to be a turnover on Hastings. They're trying to go back door, and it didn't work. Now driving back the other way. A shot is up there. There's no good, and the foul is going to be called. Driving for the hole is Ben Emig, and a personal foul is going to be called on Tobin. So Reinwald commits the turnover on one end, and now he commits the personal foul on the other end. Ben Emig will now go to the free throw line here from Midland. Emig is 76% foul shooter in the season. He's 42 out of 68 from the free throw line, averaging 16.4 points per ball game. Ben Emig puts it up there. The shot good. Midland is a team toward the bottom as far as free throw percentage is concerned in the conference. They're hitting 69% as a team. That is ninth in the conference in the GPAC. Emig puts the Midland Warriors out on top by a score of 3-0. We have played 40 seconds. Next shot is up there. It is good. And Midland has a 4-0 lead over Hastings here tonight in men's college basketball. Akeem Morrison has got it out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass comes to Brady Lohman, high on the right side. Out of Reinwald, back over here to Akeem. His shot from 15 is going to be no good. Ball being swatted around is picked up here by Midland. The rebound is a Montrell Billups. He gets the ball away down the far sideline to Marcus Franklin. Franklin out of Billups over here on the right side on the wing. Galen Goley with the ball. Galen Goley dribbles out to the top of the key to Marcus Franklin. Marcus Franklin gives it up now to Ben Imig. Around to the screen. Down the lane he goes. His shot is up there. No good. Tap try is up and in. Montrell Billups gets the attack. The tap shot up there. That's his first field goal, and Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout. 18:45 to play here in the first half. We've got a break with a score. Midland 6, Hastings nothing.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings College down 6-0 here in this basketball game. Brady Lohman has got the ball for the Broncos. He goes over here to Wells. He throws it behind him. A second turnover on Hastings. Here comes Goley back the other way. Galen Goley with the ball for Midland. Goley out here in three-point territory. Goes to the far sideline to Ben Imig. Imig gives it out to a Marcus Franklin. Franklin picked up by Borisot. Marcus Franklin dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Gets it now to Imig. Imig down to Galen Goley. Playing catch out here beyond the three-point arc. Ben Imig with the ball. He drives it down to the baseline. Jump pass comes over here on the left side to Starkle. His shot is up there. No good. The ball goes out of bounds. Nope, it's saved there by Hastings. Saved by Brady Woolman. Reaches across the end line to grab it. Woolman down to Brent Wells. He spins at the elbow. His shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Wells taking the ball to the hole there for Hastings, and a foul is going to be called on Midland. Personal foul going to be whistled on Alex Starkle. That's going to be his first foul, the first team foul in the Warriors. Going to the free throw line is going to be Hastings, or is it? Nope, it's going to be before the shot. Broncos will inbound the ball. Wells has got it down in the corner on the right side. Brent Wells holding on to the ball. Comes out to Woolman out here in three-point territory across the top. Down to Zach Lena. Lena gives it away now to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald now to Woolman, right side of the lane. Free throw line extended all the way to the sideline. Woolman works the ball inside the free throw circle. His shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim. Falls off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Marcus Franklin. Down the near sideline, Imig. Here's a pass into the lane. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it to Billups, and the ball deflected out of bounds there by Zach Lita. Midland will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 17:31 to play. Hastings trailing 6-0 here to the Warriors of Midland University. Here's Imig from the corner. His shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound battle for. It's loose. Picked up by Marcus Franklin in the lane. Marcus dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Not a goalie. That's a goalie with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Starkle. He backs up against Lena, puts up a shot. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Wells grabs the rebound for the Broncos into the forecourt. Now to Brady Woolman. Free throw line jumper by Woolman is off the mark. No good. Rebound Lena. Zach keeps it alive for the Broncos. Kicks it out here to Tobin. Fakes the three. Reinwald moves it down on the baseline. Throws up a shot. No good, but he's hacked in the arm. And Reinwald goes to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Marcus Franklin of Midland. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Warriors, and going to the free throw line is going to be Tobin Reinwald. Suffered a hyperextended knee late in the ball game against Nebraska Kearney. Did not practice Monday, did not practice Tuesday, but he's in the starting lineup here tonight for Hastings. Reinwald puts the free throw down through the hole. That's the first point of the ball game now for the Broncos. It is now a 6-1 ball game in favor of Midland. Reinwald is an 84% foul shooter. Next shot is up there. It is good. So the Broncos on the scoreboard now. It took exactly 3 minutes for Hastings to get anything on the board. A couple of free throws. 6-2. Midland has got the lead. Here's Emig behind the screen. Emig goes to the free throw line. That's a long-range jumper put up there by Montrell Billets up there and in. A couple of feet behind the free throw line. Montrell Billets scores there. It's an 8-2 ball game now in favor of Midland. There's Woolman with the ball for Hastings College. Keith Morissot, top of the key. Reinwald has got it on the wing. Holding the ball is Woolman. Down to Wells. Over here to Tobin Reinwald. He drives the ball on the paint. Double team, triple team. The ball knocked loose and is picked up here by Midland. Third turnover on Hastings. Here's Galen Goley with the ball. Goley comes out here to Marcus Franklin. Drives it around the screen to the basket. He goes. His shot no good. Offensive rebound. Starkle's shot good. And we got a whistle. We'll see if a foul is going to be called and a basket counts. Alex Starkle got the rebound there for Midland. Puts it down through the hole and a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Hastings. Starkle gets the field goal. That makes it a 10-2 ball game in favor of Midland. Personal foul is going to be whistled there on Wells. That's going to be his first. So Alex Starkle to the free throw line is 72% foul shooter. Starkle eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. So he misses the chance at a three-point play. Here comes Hastings back the other way. Akeem Morrison has got the ball. 10-2 is the score. Midland out to an eight-point lead early in this one. There's Brent Wells on the near sideline. Wells comes out to Woolman. Now Akeem Morrison in three-point territory. Morrison drove into the ball, looking at this man-to-man defense for Midland. There's Wells on the wing, not a woman. Gets it back inside to Wells with his back to the basket. Wells trying to maneuver, spins toward the baseline, puts up his flying footer. It's up there, no good, rims off. And the rebound comes down here to Starkle. He gets it away. Here comes Goley now for Midland. Goley behind the screen, moves it inside the free throw circle. Out to Marcus Franklin, shot for three is good. Marcus Franklin nails a three ball. He's got 5 points. Midland on fire to start the ball game. It is 13-2 with 15 and a half minutes to play here in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Loman has got the ball. Down to Wells. Free throw line extended. On the right side, bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's Brady Loman with the ball. Loman dribbles up to the free throw line. Stops there. Bounce pass down in the corner. Hamburger for three. Bingo! Jake Hamburger nails a three ball for the Broncos. Hastings back to within 8 points now at 13-5. 15:06 to play here in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Galen Goley with the ball. He drives it against Morrison, and Akeem picks up the personal foul. Akeem Morrison picks up his first foul. Team foul number two on Hastings. And 4 minutes and 59 seconds into the basketball game, Bill Gabers sheds the sport coat here on the near sideline. Things are heating up already for the coach. They're down by 8 points, 13-5. They play things in. Here's Galen Goley with the ball. Goley right at the top of the three-point circle, throws up a shot, good. Galen Goley throws up a shot there. That's the first field goal for Goley as he fires that one up over Brandon Krause, who just checked in there. So it's now a 16-5 ball game in favor of Midland. Here's Hastings with the ball. Wells puts up a shot in the low block. It's up there and in. Rattles down through the hole. Brent Wells' first field goal. 16-7 is the score. 14 and a half to play here in the first half. Here's Galen Goley with it now. As they work it over to the far sideline to Ben Emig. Picked up there by Hamburger. Emig out here in three-point territory. Avery Langford in the ball game now. Langford to Galen Goley. Goley takes it right inside the free throw line. Here's a bounce pass intercepted. Intercepted by Abu Fall, who just checked in there. The first turnover on Midland. Abu gets the ball away. The Brandon Krause into the forecourt now to Hamburger. Far sideline, Woolman holds it. Woolman out on top now to Brent Wells. Has it knocked loose, but Wells picks her back up. Brandon Krause here on the near sideline. There's Hamburger at the elbow, left side. Gives it away now to Brandon Krause out here in three-point territory. Krause looking, finally gets the ball to Wells at the free throw line. Wells backs her on out. Back out there to Abu Fall. Moves down on the baseline and sounds up there and in. Abu Fall scores 16-9. Broncos back to within 7 points here early in the basketball game. 13:40 remaining here in the first half. Galen Goley goes over to Ben Emig, the leading scorer. Emig dribbles to the elbow. Out here in three-point territory to Langford. Langford down to Goley. Jump pass out to Emig. On the left side is Langford. He drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there. No good. The ball tapped out. And it is picked up here by Goley. Goley fires up a three from the left sideline. It's going to be no good. Rebound Abu. He gets his second rebound of this first half. Abu Fall gets it away down to Brandon Krause as the Broncos runner back the other way. Krause on the right sideline out to Jake for three. A shot in the air. Bingo! Jake Hamburger with three. Pointer at the top of the keys. Nailed two threes. And Hastings back within four. We've got a timeout in Midland. Jake Hamburger off of the bench. They hit 2 3-pointers for Hastings, and the Broncos have life. They're back to within 4 points. We've got a timeout, 13 minutes, 3 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. Midland 16, Hastings 12.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 13:03 to play here in the first half. Midland 16, Hastings 12. Ninth-ranked Midland and the 19th-ranked Broncos squaring off here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Midland has got the ball as they work with it in their offensive zone. This is Galen Goley with it now. Back outside to Jalen Heiser, who's into the ball game. Heiser moves it over here to a Galen goalie. Goalie down in the corner. He's double teamed. Comes back out to Heiser. A long three put up there right down through the hole. Galen Heiser scoring there on a three-pointer a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle. 19-12 is the score. Midland is fourth in the conference in three-pointers this year, hitting 38%. They nail one right there. Gives him a seven-point lead. Here's Zach Lena with the ball at the elbow, right side of the lane, down to Jake Hamburger. Jake comes across the top to Lulman, moves the ball down on the dribble on the baseline, bounce pass to Zach Lena, left side of the lane. He drives it toward the goal, contact made, foul called. Personal foul going to be called here. It's going to go on Montrell Billups. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Warriors here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation is going to be Hastings playing things in, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Trevor Bryant for Midland. Trevor Bryant into the ball game. He is a 6'4" sophomore out of Takema. And coming out is going to be Montrell Billups. So Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket. 19-12 is the score. It's a 7-point lead. And now the coaching staff from Midland, I think, questioning maybe something they got up on the board here. They pull out Billups, maybe thinking that he had two fouls. I think Billups has only got one foul. And now they're coming over to check with the official score. The coaching staff from Midland also going to come back and make sure they got the foul situation correct. They take out Billups, and I wouldn't think that Billups would be out with one foul at this particular time. 12 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the first half. So everything must be situated. Everything's ready to go, and Hastings will play things in. Billups will stay on the bench for the time being. Hamburger will play things in for the Broncos. The Lohman is shot from 12 feet away on the baseline. It's going to be no good. Abu has got the rebound. Abu on the baseline is shot good, and he's fouled. Abu fouled an offensive board and a putback. The big guy sticks it through the hole. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. He's fouled in the play. And he'll go to the free throw line now for the Broncos. 19-14 is the score. Personal foul is going to be called here on Brandon Williams, who just checked into the ballgame there for Midland. So the Broncos are back to within 5 points after trailing early in this one. Abu Fall is a 61% foul shooter. His shot is up there. It's good. Abu comes off of the bench to score 5 quick points here for the Broncos. 19-15. Hastings down by 4 points. Here's Galen Goley with the ball. Moves it to the right side. Hands it away. Avery Langsford has got the ball now. There's Heiser. The Langsford. The goalie free throw line extended right side. Goalie dribbling the ball, trying to get away. And we got a foul call that's going to go on Brandon Krause. Brandon Krause picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Broncos. So the team foul's now even at four apiece. Emig back into the ball game now for Midland. Also coming in, Marcus Franklin. 19-15. Hastings down by 4 points. We're in the first half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 11 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Ben Emig has got the ball. He works against Reinwald. Around the screen, a shot up and in, a three-pointer. They sent a screen right at the top of the key. Reinwald couldn't fight through it. Emig got a clean look at the basket there, and he nails it, a three-pointer. 21-15. Hastings down with the ball. Here's Hamburger. Spins to the free throw line. He falls down. The pass is going to be brought down here by Emig. He drives it back the other way. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here by Midland, and a foul is up. Shot is up and in. Brandon Williams scores after Emig misses on the driving layup. Abu Fall may have had something to do with that miss. 23-15. Here's Krause driving the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls off. No good, but he's fouled in the play. That one just dances off the left side. No good. Marcus Franklin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Going to the free throw line would be Brandon Krause. This team qualified for the NAIA National Tournament a year ago. Made it into the Elite Eight of the tournament down in Branson. Here's Krause at the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Krause is averaging 1.2 points per ball game. He's been seeing plenty of playing time here the past couple of weeks with Carson Bloom injured for the last couple of weeks with a stress fracture in his foot. Krause's next free throw is going to be up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Midland. So it's a 23-16 ball game. The Warriors have a 7-point lead. There's Ben Emig with the ball. Emig comes over here to goalie. Free throw line extended right side, picked up by Krause. Heiser has got it now between the circles to Ben Emig. Emig behind the screen. Emig picked up by Brady Woolman. Works the ball inside to Brandon Williams. Back out to Emig for three. Shot good. Ben Emig knocks down a three ball. He's now got 8 points here in the first half. And the Warriors out to a 10-point lead. 26-16. Here's Zach Lena. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Zelina, he is double teamed. Goes to Tobin Reinwald. He loses control of the ball. He's going to be picked up here by Midland. Trevor Bryant brings the ball down. That's the fourth turnover on Hastings. Goalie runs her back the other way. Galen Goalie with the ball. Now to Heiser. Out here in 3 point territory. Approaching halfway in this first half. Midland has got a 10-point lead, 26-16. Galen Goalie with the ball against Brandon Krause. Goes over to Heiser. Now to Ben Emig. The ball poked away there by Woolman, and now a foul is going to be called. So go on Hamburger. That's going to be his first foul on Jake Hamburger. He's going to check out. Wells comes back in. 10 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the first half. It's 26-16. Broncos are down by 10 points here. Galen Goalie has got the ball now. Goalie has got it just across the 10-second line on the far sideline. Goalie hands it away to Ben Emig. He moves it on the dribble to the right side. Now reverses the ball, gets it to Bryant. Over on the far sideline to Goalie. Now to Heiser to the near sideline. There's Ben Emig with the ball. Takes it into the paint. Goes for the hole. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Brandon Williams. He went up there for the tip, but he ran over Brent Wells under the hole. The second foul called on Brandon Williams. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Warriors. 9:48 to play. Then in the first half, here comes Alex Starkle back into the ball game. Now Brandon Williams will come to the bench. 26-16. Midland has got the lead over Hastings. Coming back with the ball is going to be the Broncos. That's Brandon Krause. Not a Woolman. Pass out on top is going to be deflected into the backcourt. Picked up there by Reinwald. Tobin brings it back in the offensive zone. Comes over here to Brandon Krause. He holds the ball. Brandon Krause down low. That's going to be a shot by Reinwald. It's up and in. Short left baseline. Tobin Reinwald scores there for Hastings. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 26-18. The Broncos are down by 8. Galen Goalie with the ball to Heiser. On the wing, high left side is going to be Ben Emig. Splits a couple of defenders. Bounce pass comes over to Goalie. Galen Goalie with the ball. Dribbles behind his back against Krause. Drives the ball around. One-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded by Wells of Hastings. Down the pass goes to Reinwald. Reinwald drives the ball to the hole. Shot good. Reinwald now has 6 points in the ball game. It's 26-20. Hastings is down by 6 points. Here's Goalie with the ball now from Midland to Ben Emig. Emig here on the right wing. Gets away from Woolman, and we got a palming violation. Palming violation on Ben Emig. Second turnover called on Midland so far here in the basketball game, and Hastings will come back the other direction. 8 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings is trailing by a score of 26-20 to the Midland Warriors. Hastings winning the first game here tonight over Midland in the women's ball game. Here's Akeem Morissette with the ball. Morissette goes out to Woolman out here in three-point territory. Now to Reinwald. Back to Woolman. His baseline jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Midland. Well, the rebound is Avery Langsford. It's to Galen Goalie. Now to Langsford. To Ben Emig on the wing on the left side. Picked up out there by Woolman. Good defense here by the Broncos. Galen Goalie on the wing. Trying to penetrate inside the ring. Jump pass comes out of the wing on the left side. That's going to be Langsford with the ball. Langsford dribbling out there. He's open, but it sends it across court here to Goalie. He drives the ball to the low block. The shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Hakeem Morissette getting a block there on the driving one-hander by Galen Goalie. Great job defensively by Hakeem Morissette. He's fired up. Here comes DJ Vaughn into the ball game now for Midland. DJ Vaughn comes in there. A 6 foot junior out of Aurora, Illinois. Midland will play things in. They come out here in the three-point territory. Here's Goalie. His shot for three is going to be way off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Abu. Abu has got it now to Woolman. Pass down to Reinwald. He stuffs it. A two-handed stuff. By Tobin Reinwald. The Broncos are back to within 4. 7:53 to play. Here in an entertaining first half at the Osborne Sports Complex. It's Midland 26, Hastings 22.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Women's scores earlier tonight. Hastings beating Midland 71-59. Northwestern came back to beat Dort 76-62. Doan all over Nebraska Wesleyan tonight, 82-30. Then it was Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty, 85-79. Non-conference game still going on in women's play. Briar Cliff is playing at Dakota State. So Hastings fell behind early in this one. In fact, the Broncos trailed it several times by 11 points, 13-2 and 16-5. But now Hastings back to within 4 points at 26-22 after Tobin Reinwald has a two-handed stuff on the last possession. There's Langsford driving for the hole, and a foul is going to be called. Langsford taking the ball down the left side of the lane, and he is fouled into play. Foul goes on Brent Wells. That's going to be his second. So Langsford goes to the free throw line down for Midland. Avery Langsford, a 6'1" junior out of Omaha. Langsford hitting 71% of his charity tosses so far this season. Langsford looks up there. The shot is up. Good. Avery Langsford will have one more. He's now 16 out of 22 from the free throw line. The Midland lead is back up to 5 points at 27-22 with 7:40 to play here in the first half. Avery Langsford's next shot is going to be up there too strong, and the rebound comes down to Lohman. Broncos push the ball up the other way. Lohman back to the center of the floor, comes to the wing on the left side, hands it away to Tobin. Tobin out here dribbling with the ball. Reinwald in three-point territory, down to Wells on the baseline. Brent Wells comes out to Lohman. His shot for three is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound, Abu. Abu keeps it alive for the Broncos. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald goes over to Morissant. Now to Reinwald out here in three-point territory. Now to Akeem Morissant. Dribble penetration inside the free throw circle. To Reinwald for three. Shot good. Hastings back within 2 points at 27-25. A three-pointer by Tobin Reinwald. We're down to 7 minutes to play here in this first half. Here's a goalie with a ball, free throw line extended left side, splits a couple of defenders, feeds it over to Langsford, down in the corner. A long three put up there. It's going to be in and out, no good. DJ Vaughn misses the shot, and the rebound comes down to the Broncos. Here's Morissant. Hastings can pull ahead here with the three-point field goal. Lohman has got it. Lohman drives the ball down in the baseline, has it knocked loose. It's picked up by Vaughn. A turnover on Hastings. That's their fifth of the ball game. Now to goalie running back the other way. Galen Goalie takes the ball in the hole. Nice bounce pass across the lane. It's not up and in. Alex Starkle scores on the assist from Galen Goalie. The second field goal of the ball game for Starkle. Now 29-25 the score. Hastings down by 4 points. Broncos have the ball in their offensive end. Here's Lohman with it now. Lohman goes over here to Tobin. Out to Lohman, top of the key. Between a couple of defenders down the lane. It sounds up there and in. That's the first field goal of the ball game by Brady Lohman. Hastings back to within 2 points, 29-27 now, with 6:06 remaining in the first half. Midland has got the ball. Here's DJ Vaughn. DJ Vaughn comes over here to Jalen Heiser. Down the near sideline to Galen Goey. Out here in 3 point territory to Starkle. On the wing on the left side to Langsford. They work the ball back around to the perimeter. There's a long range jumper by Vaughn up and in. They've got some guys on this team that can shoot the ball. DJ Vaughn nails the three ball from the right side. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And Midland now leads by five at 32-27. Hastings with the ball. Here's Wells with it now. He's double teamed. Left side of the lane comes out to Morissant. The Reinwald. Lohman now. High right side. Lohman dribbling on the ball. Bounce pass goes into Abu. He squares around to the basket. Abu takes it into the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Abu fall. Banks one home. Abu now has 7 points in the ball game. 32-29. Hastings down by 3 points. Here's DJ Vaughn with the ball. DJ Vaughn to Starkle out here at the top of the key. Starkle gives the ball away to Goalie to work back around. On the left sideline, open, taking the shot. A three-pointer by Vaughn is going to be no good. Long rebound. Vaughn grabs the ball back down in the corner. Heiser for three. Shot is up there. It's off the heel of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. He runs her back the other way. Lohman stops at the free throw line, sends it to Morissant. On the baseline, he drives. Jump pass down in the right corner. Wells has got the ball, takes it to the hole. Scoop shot is no good. He's knocked down. No foul called. Goalie comes back the other way on a 2-on-2. Goalie against Morissant. Shot up there. It's good, and he's fouled in the play. Akeem Morissant is hit with a personal foul. Goalie gets the field goal and one as he goes to the free throw line here for Midland. Dalen Goley has now got 5 points in the ballgame. It's now a 34-29 ballgame. The Warriors have led this baby from the opening tap. They scored the first 6 points of the ballgame tonight. Got out to an 11-point lead in the first 4.5 minutes of the game at 13-2. Hastings came back to pulled in 2 points at 27-25, but now they're down again by 5 points, 34-29. As Galen Goley will go to the free throw line here for Midland. He's an 83% foul shooter on the season. He's 36 out of 43 from the foul line. Goley's shot is up there, and the shot good. So it's 35-29 now. Broncos are trailing in the ball game. 4.5 minutes to play. There's Brandon Krause back in the ball game. He's getting out the ball. Now to Ryan Wall, to Lohman, to Krause here on the near sideline. Picked up by Goley. Lohman on the baseline. He drives it. He's cut off there. Comes out to Reinwald, 4-3. His shot is up there. He banks one home. Coming Reinwald banks home a three-pointer. He's got 14 points here in the first half. 35-32. Hastings down by 3 points. Reinwald playing on that injured knee is on fire tonight. 14 points here in the first half for Hastings. He's got 14 of the 32. Here's a steal now by Lohman, and a foul's going to be called. Lohman takes that ball away from Ben Emig. Emig reaches out and commits the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 7. On the Warriors, so now Brady Lohman will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Lohman has been held to just 2 points so far here in this first half. Lohman had 16 on Sunday in that ball game against Nebraska Kearney. 35-32. Boy, a great crowd on hand tonight here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena. Brady Lohman to the free throw line here. 1-1. His shot is up there. It's good. Hastings is a team number 3 in the conference in free throw percentage, knocking down 74% of their free throws this year. They're number 6 in free throw or field goal percentage at 48%, and number 7 in 3-point shooting at 35%. Tobin Reinwald checks out. Here comes Brent Wells back into the ballgame. 35-33, Hastings down by 2. Next shot is up there by Lohman. Good. This is as close as Hastings has been since the tip-off. 35-34 with 4 minutes to play here in this first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Ben Emig with the ball around the screen. Emig sends it over here to Galen Goley. Galen Goley trying to get away from Hamburger. His pass comes out again to Ben Emig out here in three-point territory around the screen. Emig moves the ball down on the baseline. Lobs it back out to Jordan Flynn, who's in the ball game now, to Galen Goley behind the screen. And work it back around to Ben Emig on the wing on the left side. Moves it down to the baseline. Nice pass inside. The shot's going to be up there. No good. And the ball's recovered here by Hamburger. Hastings has a chance to pull ahead. Hamburger down the near sideline. Hamburger stops. Goes to Lohman at the free throw line. Drives it. Scoop shot blocked down. Ball is recovered here by Midland. Running down the far sideline is Ben Emig. Emig looks up. He's got a 2-on-3 break. Ben Emig out here in 3-point territory. Comes across the top to Jordan Flynn. Flynn down to Goley. Goley at the free throw line, wings it down in the corner. A three-pointer is put up there. Good three-pointer. Jordan Flynn nails a three ball from the deep left corner. That gives Midland a 4-point lead, 38-34. Here's Hamburger for Hastings. Now to Wells in the lane. Shot off the window. No good. Tip try by Zach Lina. No good. Rebound comes down here to Montrell Billups. The Warriors come back with the basketball. Galen Goley down the right sideline. Wings it down in the corner. Here's Flynn again for three. Shot good. Back-to-back threes by Jordan Flynn. A guy who's been hitting 30% of his three-pointers this year is 2-for-2 here. 41-34. Hastings now trailing by 6 points. Actually by 7 points now. 2.5 to play. There's Brady Lohman on the far sideline from a different area code. A three-pointer put up there. No good. Rebound Billups. Billups now to Galen Goley. Right-handed dribble down the right sideline. Galen Goley with the ball out here. Comes across the top to Ben Emig all the way to the sideline. Ben Emig drives the ball against Zach Lina. Now the ball is going to be tipped away. Lina picks up the ball. It's a turnover on Midland, their third of the ball game. Here's Brent Wells to the basket. His shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count a traveling violation. Now they're going to call a personal foul on Brent Wells. A charging foul on Brent. That's going to be his third personal foul. And now Wells is going to have to check out of the ball game. Wells comes out. Here comes Abu Fall back into the contest. Coach not happy with that call. One of the guys in the black and white striped shirts know about his displeasure with their last two to the whistle. 41-34. Hastings is down by 7 points. Here's Ben Emming with the ball. Drives it down the left side of the lane. It's cut off there by Abu. Circles back around. This is going to be DJ Vaughn with the ball on the wing. DJ behind the screen. Jalen Heizer has got the ball. Still out here in three-point territory. Now to Emig. They Heizer to the near side. On the wing is DJ Vaughn. Dribbles with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside. Grabbing the ball. It's going to be stripped away from Bryant. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. A turnover on Trevor Bryant. Four turnovers on the Warriors here in the first half of play. Down to 92 seconds left here. In this first half, it's a 41-34 ball game. Hastings has trailed by as many as 11 points here in this first half of play. The Broncos down by 7 right now. Brady Lohman down here on the right baseline. Lohman, his shot from 17. Short, no good. Rebound Bryant. Trevor Bryant with the ball now to Ben Emig. Left-handed dribble across the timeline here. Emig behind the screen at the top of the key. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Down in the corner, DJ Vaughn. DJ picked up there by Brandon. Three is good. They have hit three consecutive three-pointers from the same spot. Jordan Flynn has two. Ben Emig hits the other one. I think they put that on the wrong side of the scoreboard. We're down to 48 seconds to play. Here's Abu falling with the ball now. Abu goes to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Abu Fall scores. Scoreboard's all messed up here. Now we're down to 30 seconds to play. 44-36, I think, is the correct score. 44-36. Midland has the lead here with 24 seconds to play. Midland is dribbling with the ball up near the 10-second line. They're going to go for the final shot here. Their two clocks are pretty well synced up here. Down to 12 seconds to go. Here's Ben Ebbing working with the ball. Gets it to Heizer. Heizer here on the near sideline. Bounce pass goes inside. There's a shot over Abu. It's going to be good, and he fouled. Alex Starkle gets the field goal right in front of the hole, and a foul is going to be called, and Starkle goes to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. The foul is going to go on Zach Lena. Next up, he is first. So it's 46-36. Hastings down by 10 here in the first half. Alex Starkle to the free throw line. His shot is up there. Sanko's free throw is going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. Back out to Emig for three. Shot good. That was a backbreaker right there. They miss the free throw. They get the offensive board, and Ben Emig throws down a three-pointer from the top of the key, and the Broncos are down by 13 points here at halftime. One half of play in the books here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with a score. Midland 49, Hastings 36.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Glenn Farrell Arena, Hastings College men. Trailing here at halftime to Midland. The score is 49-36 as the Broncos fell behind early in this one by 11. A backbreaker right there at the end of the first half. A missed free throw. Rebounded by Midland, and they throw down a three-pointer by Ben Emig. So the Broncos with a lot of work to do here in the second half. It's 49-36. Hastings College trailing here in the ball game. First game tonight was won by Hastings as they knock off Midland by the score of 71-59. We'll have a chance to talk with head coach Kerry Hofstetter here at halftime tonight. And coach, again, not your best ball game, but a winner is a win. At this point of the season, you win and you just move on, huh?
Yeah, you know, it was definitely not the best, especially the first half. I thought we were a little bit sluggish. Sometimes, you know, that happens when you come off a bye week. You haven't played for a week, and I just thought we were a little bit slow, you know, late to react to some things, and maybe settled for some shots that we could have probably gotten a better shot. But second half, I thought we came out and played a lot better. Obviously, we made some plays defensively and had a little bit better control of the boards. So those two things, I think, obviously made a better second half for us.
Yeah, came out of the gates after halftime, went on a 24-9 run over Midland, got out to a 53-37 lead, and just kind of maintained that lead. Right out of the gates in the second half, you could just tell the energy was there in the second half.
Yeah, I think, you know, going into the locker room at halftime, our kids knew they didn't play very well the first half, knew they were sluggish. They were determined, I think, to make a better second half out of the game. Communication-wise, we were better to react to the ball. I think we just did overall, you know, a better job of making sure that we weren't late everywhere we went in the second half.
That's really two games in a row. We're kind of saying the same things. We were kind of sluggish against Nebraska Wesleyan, sluggish in this ball game today. So two very similar games heading into a big part of your schedule. Is that a concern?
You know, it is as a coach, and at the same time, it's not. You know, it's kind of one of those things where you know, Nebraska Wesleyan, that was just a tough game anyway, just from a preparation standpoint and things like that. And tonight, I would have been more concerned if we didn't respond in the second half, but I thought we did a way better job of making sure that we were better, both on both ends of the court in the second half.
We got a lot of action on the floor. We're battling for runses right now here with a good house on hand. So that's the screaming you're hearing in the background. One thing you did get done tonight, well, actually, you were out rebounded in the ball game tonight by Midland, 37-30. So I know you always emphasize rebounding, and tonight Midland got the job done.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of it was we didn't shoot the ball particularly well, so there were a lot of boards to go get. The first half, we didn't do a very good job. I think they had 9 offensive boards in the first half and ended with maybe 10. So second half, much better at making sure that we kept them off the boards. I thought maybe, too, we wore them down a little bit. You know, their depth, especially tonight since their point guard was sick, didn't play very many minutes, that wore on them a little bit.
Laurel's winner, 15 points again tonight, 14 points from Jamie Van Kirk and 10 for Cammy Breckman. So Hastings got just enough offense here tonight. It was kind of a tough defense to kind of penetrate. You guys were kind of patient against that thing most of the way.
Yeah, you know, there were times where we tried to, you know, drive in between a gap and we'd turn it over. But for the most part, we knew that was going to happen. We knew that that's the style of defense that they play, a lot of really good help. For the most part, we were patient, especially in the second half. First half, like we talked about, thought we took some maybe premature shots. We probably could have gotten some better shots, but you know, Jamie hasn't played for over 10 days, so to get her back and get going, you know, she had a slow start, but eventually, you know, was able to find the bottom of the net.
Jamie, 4 out of 16 from the field tonight, and she came back and hit some three-pointers, 3 out of 5 from three-point territory. So after sitting out, like you said, 10 days or so, it's good to see her. Is she back up to full speed now?
Yeah, you know, she's coming off the mono stuff, and it's after you take several days of practice off, especially. I mean, she played a couple games, but we didn't practice her much. So after taking that many days off of practice, you know, it takes a little bit to get the feel back and to get the rhythm of your shot back and things like that. But I thought she competed really well tonight. And like I said, she was able to get some shots to fall, which was good for her.
So now we make our turn in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We play everybody again for the second time. When you play a team the second time, what are some of the things you got to worry about, and what are some things you got to develop when you try to play a team for the second time?
Well, you're going to have to adjust. You know, obviously everybody takes a look back at the first film and says, okay, these are the things we did well, these are the things we didn't do well, and what are we gonna do that's different? And if you can make the adjustments and figure out a way to improve the things that you didn't do well, that will obviously help. But we have a lot of great coaches in the conference, and so you know, everybody's going to be making those adjustments, and it's kind of a chess game, and you got to be ready to go.
It all starts off with Saturday. Morningside was the last team to beat you guys. That was way back in November to start the conference season. Had a lot of problems, as I can remember, with the press up at Sioux City. What do we do differently this time around?
Well, I think we've seen that a couple times since then. You know, Briarcliff does something very similar. I think we've had some experience in that, and we've been taking way better care of the ball than we were early in the season. So it's going to be one of those deals where we've got to find opportunities to attack, and other times where we say, you know, we got to make sure we, you know, have the priority being ball security. They're a good team, and they throw a couple different defenses at you, which is the struggle, you know, the challenge. If one isn't working, they throw the other one at you, and we're going to have to be ready for both of them.
Back when we played him in November, it was Jamie Van Kirk was still pretty fresh. Abby Jackson still pretty fresh and trying to handle the pressure. So we're more equipped right now to handle what we saw back in November than we were back in November.
Absolutely. I think we're a much better team than we were early in November when we played them the first time. And obviously they're probably better too. But, you know, I think we have several people that are, you know, Chanel is much more comfortable and Autumn's much more comfortable. And so the depth of our bench, you know, has seen that now. And hopefully that will help us on Saturday.
So it's Morningside Saturday and then Concordia the following Wednesday. So you get to two of the best teams and two of the top 10 rated teams. You get to back-to-back. It's probably good to play those teams back-to-back. You guys are all fired up, and you can keep the momentum rolling if you can pick up a win.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're gonna be exposed, now's the time to be exposed so you can figure out what you need to do to correct things. And, you know, every game we play now is going to be a challenge. You know, don't beat up on Nebraska Wesleyan pretty good tonight. I think they're getting better. You know, then we go to Briarcliff after we play the two home games here on that stretch. So it's going to be – every game is going to be tough. And these two, I think, will help prepare us and get us back into that feeling of intense and competitive games.
Right now, just maneuvering for maybe the conference tournament, Northwestern has got a two-game lead on the field. Is everybody else just playing for a second, or you're hoping that maybe some things can happen down the stretcher?
You know, Northwestern's really, really good, and, you know, there's not very many teams that have even come close to within single digits. So we get them the last game of the season. I don't know if they're beatable or not. You know, they move the ball really well. They have about five or six kids that can go off on you. If you focus on a couple of them, there's two or three more that can have a great night. So, and then they're good defensively, and they play at a pace that's uncomfortable for most teams. So, it'll be interesting to see if anybody can knock them off.
If we got them the last game of the season, that would be great. We can play for the conference championship
sure,
on the road,
sure.
Up in Orange City.
We got a long way to go before that, but we'll see.
So we're going to make the turn at 8-2. Do we have to go 8-2 in the second half to maybe position ourselves into a run for the national tournament?
I think it's going to be highly competitive, and if we go 8-2, I mean that'll be really great. Obviously, we want to win every one of them, but there will be some challenges. Every game on the road is going to be a battle. We've got a lot of tough ones, you know, still out there. So 8-2 is four teams. Any team that has four or less losses is probably going to be battling for the championship because, you know, everybody, Morningside, we still have to play them. Concordia, I mean, everybody's still got to play everybody. And so there's going to be teams that rack up four or five losses and still be in the top four in the conference.
Okay, sleep tonight and get ready for Saturday. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks.
Yep, Kerry Hofstetter, the head coach for the Hastings College women's basketball team. Again, they picked up a win tonight over Midland, winning by a score of 71-59. Broncos led that thing at halftime 29-28. Hastings outscores Midland 42-31 in the second half. And the leading scorers, Laurel Zwiener had 15 points. Jamie Van Kirk had 14. Cammie Breckman had 10 points. Hastings, they win it tonight. They've won 11 games in a row. And the Broncos now sitting at 17-2 in the season, 8-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They've got Morningside coming up on Saturday. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back and check the numbers here in the first half of the men's ball game as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at halftime, the score is 49-36. Midland has got the lead over Hastings College tonight here at the break. One men's basketball score to give to you. Morningside is playing a non-conference game with Dakota State up in Sioux City. Morningside beats Dakota State tonight by a score of 82-77. So they warm up for Hastings College this weekend with an 82-77 win over Dakota State. In the women's games tonight, it was Hastings over Midland, 71-59. Northwestern came back to beat Dort, 76-62. Doan all over Nebraska Wesleyan tonight, 82-30. And it was Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty by a score of 85-79. Still waiting for a final score on the Briarcliff Dakota State ball game that's being played at Dakota State tonight. Scoring in this ball game for Hastings, Abu Fall is leading the way, and Tobin Reinwald. Tobin has got 14 points in the ball game for Hastings. Abu has got 9. The other scorers for the Broncos, Jake Hamburger has got 6. Brady Lohman has been held to 4 points. 2 points for Brent Wells and 1 point for Brandon Krause. Midland is being led so far by Ben Imbigy. He's got 14 points in the ball game. Then 6 points apiece for Galen Gulley, Jordan Flynn, and Alex Starkle. 4 points for Montrell Billups. 3 points for Jalen Heiser and also DJ Vaughn. 2 points for Brandon Williams and 1 point for Avery Langsford. Hastings in the first half, they hit 52% of their field goals. They were 13 out of 25 for 52%. Midland, they also hit 52%, 18 out of 34. Hastings on 3 pointers, 4 out of 6 for 66%. Midland was 9 out of 15 for 60%. On free throws, the Broncos 6 out of 7 for 85%. Midland was 4 out of 7 for 57%. The rebounds, Midland has got 17. Hastings has got 14. Midland had 7 offensive rebounds and 10 on defense. Hastings had 3 offensive rebounds and 11 on defense. Broncos have 6 turnovers, actually 7 turnovers now in the basketball game. 5 turnovers for Midland. Hastings with 1 block shot and 3 steals. Midland's got no block shots and 6 steals. It's 49-36 here at halftime as play gets started here in the second half. And immediately we got a personal foul called on Marcus Franklin. That's going to be his third. So he had no lead changes, and the score was not tied any times as Midland jumped out to the early lead, led by as many as 13 points in the first half of play. So Hastings now trailing by 13 again. At 49-36, Broncos have some wood to chop here in the second half as they shoot to our basket to our right. Here's Zach Lena from 15. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Offensive rebound. Brent Wells out to Lohman. Out to Akeem. 3-pointer. Top of the key. That one rims off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Billups. Billups has got it down from Midland. Running back the other way. Marcus Franklin has got the ball now to Galen Gulley. Gulley here on the near sideline. Goes down in the corner to Marcus Franklin. Franklin behind his screen. 12-footer is put up there and in. Marcus Franklin scores. He's got 7 points in the ball game. It's now a 51-36 ball game. Hastings College leading now by 15 points here in the early stages of the second half. Midland ranked number 9 in the country. They're flexing their muscles. There's a turnover on Hastings. They're 8th of the ball game. Midland comes down the right sideline where the ball is Ben Imbig. The ball tipped loose. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Lena, and now we got a foul called. Woman was going after the loose ball there, and Montrell Billups It's kind of Shaw's Loma. He goes sliding down there. It looked like he was sliding into second base head first. Billups picks up the personal foul for Midland. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number two on the Warriors. Hastings trailing in the ball game by 15 points. It is 51-36. Here's Tobin Reinwald with the ball to Wells. Gets back to Tobin. It sounds up there and in as he banks one on the glass. Reinwald now with 16 points in the ball game. 51-38. The Broncos back to within 13 points. Here's Galen Goley with the ball. Trots it across the midcourt stride behind his screen from Starkle. Hands it away to Marcus Franklin. Marcus drives it toward the goal, dumps it away in the lane. It's up and in. That's Alex Starkle scoring there. Starkle now with 8 points in the ball game. It's 53-38. Hastings down by 15. Here's Lohman with the ball. Lohman picked up by Emig. He drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal, to the baseline. Nice pass to Wells. There's shots up and in. Lohman gets the assist. Brent Wells gets the field goal. Wells now with 4 points in the ball game. 2 minutes into the second half. Midland 53, Hastings 40. Here's Marcus Franklin with the ball. Franklin just to the left of the circle. Drilling with the ball. Marcus Franklin against Wells. Franklin has still got it. Steps beyond the three-point circle. Throws up the shot. In and out. No good. Rebound is loose. Billups has got the ball on the baseline. A whistle stops play. And a foul is going to be called. Let's see. It's going to be Midland basketball. They're going to play things in down here underneath their own basket. So Midland will play things in from underneath their own hoop. Heiser will get things in to Emig down in the corner, picked out by Lohman. Emig drives the baseline. Here's a pass going to be through the fingertips of Billups, and it's going to be brought down here by Wells. One-on-one back the other way. His shot is going to be no good. In fact, he didn't get it away as he is tied up there by Heiser, and a foul is going to be called. Galen Heiser picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Warriors here in the second half. And going to the free throw line will be Brent Wells of Hastings. Wells has got 2 field goals and 4 points. 67% foul shooter on the season for Brent Wells. He'll have a couple of shots here. His first one is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. The Broncos in the first half. They hit 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. Wells misses on the first opportunity here in the second half. It's 53-40. Hastings down by 13. Here's the next shot by Wells in the air. That one is straight to the hole. So he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. It's now 53-41, 17:38 to play in the ball game tonight from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Goley with the ball. Galen Goley out here in three-point territory, picked up by Morissot. Over here to Jalen Heiser, drives it inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass goes down low, goes down to Billups. Billups nearly traveled with the ball. He dribbles out here in the three-point territory, hands it away to Ben Emig. Emig on the near sideline, picked up by Lohman. Ben Emig working with the ball. There's a long-range jumper from three. It's going to be up there, no good. And the ball goes up over the glass, out of play. And Hastings will play things in. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Midland 53, Hastings 41. We played about 3 minutes here in the second half. The Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone. Ryan Walder's got it now to Brent Wells here on the right sideline. Comes out here to Brady Lohman, drilling with the ball now to Tobin down in the corner. Man-to-man defense here from Midland. Tobin takes the ball into the lane, jump pass back out to Lohman in three-point territory. Lohman looking, finally goes to Wells. Wells down to Ryan Wald for three. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Goley. Galen Goley has got the ball as he races her back the other way. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Goley to the right sideline. That's Heiser with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside, spinning as Starkle. His shot is up there to end. Alex Starkle scoring there as he scores over a Boo Fall. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Driving for the hole. Wells, his shot is up and in at the other end. Brett Wells scores. He's got 7 points. 55-43. Hastings still down by a dozen here in the second half. 16:20 to play. Here's DJ Vaughn with the ball. Now to Goley on the near sideline. Trying to penetrate. Can't do it against Morissot. Back on top to Heiser. Heiser now to DJ Vaughn. Free throw line extended right side. Out to Heiser. Out of the near sideline. It's going to be Goley with the ball. Goley jump pass out on top again to Heiser. Right sideline to DJ Vaughn. 10 seconds on the shot clock. DJ dribbling with the ball. Out here in 3-point territory to Heiser. Bombs away. His shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down defensively now to Lohman. Lohman runs her back the other way for Hastings. Lohman drives it down the left side of the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Brady Lohman draws the personal foul on the Warrior defense, and the personal is going to be called on DJ Vaughn. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Warriors. Hamburger into the ball game. Here comes Brandon Krause in. Morissot comes to the bench, and also Tobin Reinwald. 15:48 to play in the game. Hastings trailing by 12. It is 55-43. Broncos play things in. Hamburger has got the ball on the far sideline. Hamburger comes out in the three-point territory. Being hocked out here by Ben Emig. Now to Wells, to Brandon Krause. Krause dribbling with the ball, sends it over here to Brady Woolman as he directs traffic here on the near sideline. Brady Woolman to Abu inside the free throw circle. Abu takes off down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. A foul here is going to be called on Alex Starkel. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number five already on the Midland University Warriors here in the second half of play. And Abu Fall will go to the free throw line down for Hastings. Abu has got 9 points in the ball game. One out of one from the stripe. 61% on the season. Abu Fall throws it up there. The shot good. He'll get one more shot here. Now 55-44. Into the ball game, Brandon Williams. Avery Langford coming in now for the Warriors. Midland 55, Hastings 44. Men's college basketball tonight here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Abu Fall will have one more as the big guy toes the mark here. It's up there, and the shot is going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Wells. An offensive board after a missed free throw. Wells has got it out to Lohman. Back to Wells. To Lohman, top of the key. Back to Brent here on the wing on the right side. Here's Jake Hamburger with the ball. He works against Galen Goy. Hamburger goes over to Lohman. Free throw line extended left side. Lohman dribbling on the ball. Now to Abu at the top of the key. Ball sends it back to Lohman. Hastings with 14 seconds left on the shot clock. Lohman dribbling with the ball. Double team. Lohman gets away. Drives it down to left side of the lane. His shot no good, but he draws the personal foul. And Lohman now goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. But Brady Lohman was fouled in the play. It's going to go on Langsford. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number six on Midland here in the second half. Hastings has got no team fouls. Brady Lohman to the free throw line now for the Broncos. He's got 4 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Lohman had 16 on Sunday when Hastings lost to UNK 84-67. Broncos have 5 losses this year. At no time have they lost back-to-back games. Each time they have lost a game, they have responded with a win. They lost on Sunday. The second shot by Lohman is up there and in, and the Broncos are back to within 9 points now. 5 minutes into the second half, and now we got a timeout. Hastings, 15 minutes to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Midland 55, Hastings 46. Going to Bowman, it's out for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down on the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. Tomorrow night, more high school basketball for you here on 1230 KHAS. We're in the meat of the schedule right now where the calendar switches over to 2014. Everybody playing. We'll have Hastings St. Cecilia and Minden tomorrow night from the Chapman Gymnasium at St. Cecilia. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Minden, the girls, are ranked number one in the state. They're undefeated in the season as they take on the Hawkettes tomorrow night. 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the girls' game, 7:45 for the guys. We'll have it for you right here on 1230 KHIS. 5 minutes into the second half, Hastings is down by 9 points now at 55-46. Galen Goley has got the ball from Midland as he hangs it away. Avery Langsford out here now. Emig has got it. The ball is going to be knocked loose. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. And it's going to be Midland ball. Jake Hamburger knocking the ball loose from Ben Emig. Unable to grab the ball on the far sideline right at the 10-second line. It was trickling out of bounds, so it'll be Midland playing things in. So the Warriors have the ball in a 9-point lead, 55-46. And now some contact made. Jake Hamburger is going to be guilty of a foul over here on Ben Emig. That's going to be personal foul number two on Hamburger. Team foul number one on Hastings here in the second half. Avery Langsford will inbound the ball here for Midland. Goes to the far side. That's Goley with the ball. Goley gets it into the hands of Emig again. Picked up by Hamburger. There's a screen set up. Emig Can't throw up the shot. Comes out here to Jalen Heiser, not a goalie. Dribbles the ball to the top of the key. Brandon Williams with it now. Down on the baseline, there's Langsford with it. Comes out to Ben Ibbig. Ibbig now drives it against Hamburger, runs in the lane, and his shot is up and in. Ben Ibbig scores there for Midland. He has now got 15, 16 points in the ball game. There's a long-range jumper by Hamburger. It's good, a three-pointer. Hamburger from the deep right corner scores, and Hastings is within 8 points now. 57-49 with 14 minutes to play here in the contest. Driving the ball is going to be Langsford. We'll go with a goalie on the wing on the right side, picked up there by Hastings College. That's Brandon Krause right in his face. Comes over here to Ben Ibbig. He drives the ball between a couple of defenders. Gets the ball out here to Williams. He drives down the lane and shots up and in. Brandon Williams drops that one down through the hole. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 59-49. It's a 10-point lead. Williams took that one right to the hole. A little affinity defense there for the Broncos. And now Hastings throws the ball away. Brandon Krause here at the top of the key. He was going to the near sideline. Hamburger was cutting for the basket there, and he threw it behind him out of bounds into the Bronco bench. 9 turnovers in the ball game now for Hastings. Midland has got 5. Warriors have a 10-point lead at 59-49. Hastings has never led in this ball game. Midland got to a big lead in the first half. Double digits within 4.5 minutes. 59-49 now. Hastings down by 10 points. Top of the key is Brandon Williams. Comes over here to Ben Ibbig. Ibbig again drives it down the lane. There's a jump pass down in the right corner. With the ball down there is Marcus Franklin. He dribbles the baseline, puts up a little 10-footer. Shot no good. The ball tapped to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Giving chase there was Brandon Williams from Midland. He couldn't get to it. So Hastings will play things in. 13 minutes to play in the game. Midland 59, Hastings 49. The Warriors ranked number 9 in the latest NAIA Division II poll this week. Hastings number 19. Here's Hamburger for 3. His shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Marcus Franklin. Franklin has got it down for the Warriors. Now to Galen Goley. Goley runs her back the other way down the right sideline. Goley stops at the top of the 3-point circle. Galen Goley dribbling on the ball. Now to Marcus Franklin near the near side. Drives the ball against Reinwald. Contact made. Foul called. Reinwald picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his second. So 2 fouls on Tobin Reinwald. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Broncos here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. So it's going to be Midland playing the ball in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Marcus Franklin will inbound the ball here for Midland. Franklin looking. Goes down in the corner to Ibbig. And now we got a foul called again. It's going to go on Jake Hamburger. Hamburger now with 3 personal fouls. He's got his hands full trying to defend Ben Ibbig. So Jake Hamburger now with 3 fouls. That's going to be the 3rd team foul in Hastings here in the second half. So again, Midland will play the ball in. This time down in the corner, down here on the baseline, right side of the basket. They get it into Ibbig again, picked up by Hamburger. Behind his screen, Ibbig gives the ball away. That's Heiser with the ball. Back down in the corner to Ibbig. Ibbig trying to drive it, and he comes out here in the 3-point territory. Comes out here to Marcus Franklin. Now to Goley on the far side. Galen Goley gets it to Heiser. Now to Marcus Franklin. He drives the ball, spins, puts up an athletic shot in the lane. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to a Abu Fall. It was pretty, but they couldn't finish at the basket. Here's a long-range jumper by Lohman for 3. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Brandon Williams. Boy, Lohman, he only hit 2 3-pointers in the ballgame against UNK on the Sunday. Having a tough time here tonight. Here's a Marcus Franklin with the ball. Marcus Franklin, left side of the lane. Dribbling with it. Comes out here to 3-point territory to Jalen Heiser. Down to Goley. Goley trying to penetrate there, and Brandon Krause tips the ball away, and Krause has got it on the turnover. It's 6 turnovers on Midland. Here's Lohman with the ball back in the offensive zone to Brandon Krause into the forecourt, now to Reinwald. Reinwald drives it toward the hole. His running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. The Broncos cannot buy a basket. Down the right sideline is Marcus Franklin. Franklin runs her back the other way to the near side. Ibbig for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Heiser. Now to Ibbig. He drives. He runs over a man, and we got a foul called on Hastings. Ibbig took it to the hole and ran over Tobin Reinwald, and Reinwald is hit with a personal foul, and the bucket counts. Reinwald took one for the team right there as he goes down hard, but did not get there soon enough as Ben Ibbig got the field goal to go down for Midland. He's now got 18 points in the ball game, and he'll go to the free throw line down to try to make this a 3-point play. Ben Ibbig for Midland University makes the score 61-49. Reinwald comes out now for the Broncos, and checking in is going to be Brent Wells. Checking in now for Midland is going to be Montrell Billups. So Billups to the free throw line now. Or rather, Ben Emig to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and it's going to be around the rim and down. Hits the back iron and goes down through the hole. 62-49. Hastings down by 13 again. As we approach the 11-minute mark here in the ball game, Brent Wells has got the ball. Free throw line extended left side down to Lohman. Out to Krause, top of the key. Fakes the three. Dribbles it down to Lane. Bounce pass goes down to Abu. His shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. A foul here will go on Midland. It's going to go on Billups. That's going to be his third. Abu's going to go to the free throw line down for Hastings. Abu Fall has got 10 points in the contest. He's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. 62-49, Hastings trailing in the ball game. Here's Abu Fall. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Hastings missing some free throws now here in the second half. Into the ball game, Alex Starkle for Midland. Going out is going to be Billups. Talking about Midland, a very deep basketball team. They've got 10, 12 guys here that can play at any moment here. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Abu Fall. He's got 11. The Bronco deficit is now 12 points at 62-50 as we approach the 11-minute mark here in the second half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Ben Emig will bring things up against Hamburger. Dribble to the right sideline. Top of the key now to Brandon Williams. Now to DJ Vaughn. DJ dribbling the ball here against Brandon Krause on the left side of the lane. DJ Vaughn inside the three-point circle against Krause, and now he loses the ball out of bounds. It's tapped out there by Krause, and it's going to be Midland playing the ball in. 15 seconds left in the shot clock. Midland shooting into the basket of the student body section down there for Hastings College. Ben Emig with the ball, high left side, goes back down in the corner to Marcus Franklin. Marcus Franklin works against Lohman. Franklin dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Now fires up a shot from three. A shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Brent Wells has got it for Hastings. Down to Brandon Krause into the forecourt. Now to Hamburger, 4-3 from the right sideline. No good. Misses the three, and the rebound comes down here to Midland, and now the Warriors want to call a timeout. Midland calls a timeout here with 10 minutes and 23 seconds to play. In the second half, we'll take a break with a score. Midland 62, Hastings 50.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Next Bronco game's coming up for you on Saturday, right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Morningside is going to be in town. Morningside will take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader that gets underway at 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock for the guys, 1:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. So after tonight, Hastings has been through the conference once, and now we do it all over again starting on Saturday with the Morningside Mustangs. 62-50 is the score. Hastings down by 12 points. Broncos fell behind in the first 4.5 minutes of this ball game tonight. Midland came out and hit the Broncos in the chops. Got out to a 13-2 lead in the first 4.5 minutes of the ball game. Here's an inbound pass, and they get it in there to Alex Starkle, and he lays her in. Starkle's got 12 points in the ball game, and it's now a 14-point ball game at 64-50. Hastings with the ball. That's Hamburger over here to Lohman. He fires up a three ball. It's up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Boy, Brittany's having a tough night today. Rebound comes down to Williams. Williams now to Galen Goley. And Goley will slow things down as he walks it across the 10-second line now for the Warriors. Here's Emig. He comes out to get the handoff. Emig now behind the screen. Drives it down the left side of the lane to the goal. He goes. The shot no good. Krause has the rebound. He lost it. Hamburger's got the ball for Hastings. Hamburger gets the ball to Wells. He takes the ball to the baseline. Can't put up a shot as the baseline was cut off there. Out to Brandon Krause. Now to Woolman. Down in the corner to Hamburger. To Woolman out here in 3-point territory. Across the top to Krause. Krause in the wing. Now to Woolman. Top of the key. Now to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger gives the ball away. That's Brent Wells. He drives the ball in the lane, stops there, comes out to Krause. He takes the ball in the paint, throws up a shot off the window, in and out, no good. Ball tapped out, picked up by goalie. Galen Goley down the right sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor, drives it to the hole, and he loses the ball out of bounds. It was knocked out of his hands there by Hamburger of Hastings. Hamburger comes out. Here comes Tobin Reinwald back in. Into the contest now for Hastings will be Morrison. Coming out will be Krause. 9:09 to play. Here in the ball game, Hastings down by 14. It is 64-50. Midland will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Marcus Franklin just lobs it out here. Williams grabs it, sends the ball down the lane, and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to go on a Boo Fall. That's going to be his first team foul, number 5 on Hastings here in the second half of play. So no free throws here. It'll be Marcus Franklin inbounding the ball for Midland. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Marcus Franklin looking. They go down in the corner. That's Emig with the ball. Ben Emig, who's nursing a foot injury, but he's playing well here tonight. Emig at the free throw line. Bounce pass down. Low deflected out of bounds. Lost out of bounds down there off the fingertips of Alex Starkle. That's going to be a turnover on Midland. Hastings College will come back the other way now with 9 minutes to play. Here in the game, it is 64-50. The Broncos are down by 14 points. Now the officials coming back down at this end. They got some housekeeping chores they need to take care of. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Hastings trailed at halftime of this ball game tonight by the score of 49-36. At one point, Hastings got her back down here to, 8 points in the second half at 57-49. But so far, we have not been able to get a run on Midland here in this basketball game tonight. Here's Reinwald with the ball. Reinwald now to Brent Wells. Bounce pass goes to Abu Fall. Abu on the baseline. Kicks her back out here to Reinwald. Comes across the top to Morissette. Now with Woolman on the far side. Circles around. Woolman open. He takes the 3-pointer. Shot's good. That might get him going. Brady Woolman hits the 3-ball. That's his first 3 of the night tonight. He's got 9 points in the ballgame. 64-53. Hastings down by 11 points. Still plenty of time. 8.5 minutes to go. Here in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Needs some stops on defense. Billups has got the ball. Now to Franklin. Marcus Franklin with the ball. Comes out here to Ben Emig at the top of the circle. He backs up against Brady Woolman. Right sideline, Marcus Franklin behind the screen from Starkle. Moves the ball down the lane. His running one-hander is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, foul is called. High in the air to grab the rebound was Billups, and a foul is going to be called on Abu. Abu Fall picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Broncos. So a non-shooting situation. It's going to be Midland playing the ball in. Baseline right side, they just lob it out here. Grabbing the ball is Billups inside the free throw circle. Over to Goley. Going to the top of the key. Now to Marcus Franklin. He tries to drive the ball. Franklin retreats back out here into 3-point territory. Now to Ben Emig here on the near sideline. Back to the center of the floor. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Marcus Franklin with the ball here on the near sideline. Marcus Franklin dribbles inside the free throw circle. Kicks it out to Emig. His shot from 17. No good. Rebound comes down to Morrison. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Goley. His shot is up and in. Hastings had the rebound. Lost it out of bounds. Or was going to lose it out of bounds. Hastings saves it. Morrison flips it right back to Goley, who lays it in. 66-53. It's a 13-point lead. Here's Tobin Reinwald with the ball. Now to Woolman, drives it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouled it away in. Personal foul is going to be called on Emig. That's going to be his second. So that's going to send Hastings to the free throw line here. 7 minutes and 27 seconds to play. Here in the ball game, it's now 66-53. Brady Woolman to the line. He's got 9 points in the ball game. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Woolman is now 5 and 5 on free throws tonight. Into the ball game now for Midland is going to be Jalen Heiser. Hastings has trailed from the opening tap here tonight. Brady Woolman will have one more for Hastings. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Roman now 6 out of 6 on free throws. He's got 11 points in the ballgame. Hastings down by 11 at 66 to 55. We're down to 7 minutes and 19 seconds to play as Midland brings the ball back in their offensive zone. Goalie has got the ball. Goalie being attacked out here by Morrison. He tips the ball away. Hakeem Morrison's got the ball, and they call a timeout. Morrison tips the ball away. He has it right in front of the Midland bench. And immediately Bill Gavers up to save the possession. He calls the timeout. That's the 8th turnover on Midland. Hastings has the ball. They're down by 11 points. 7 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the ball game. Midland 66, Hastings 55.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
After the ball game, we'll name our players of the game tonight and the coaches' post-game show before we get out of here. Hastings College trailing 7 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here in the second half, 66-55. The Warriors have the lead. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Reinwald. Comes over here on the wing. That's going to be Wells out to Woolman. Top of the circle again. Woolman feeds the ball to Tobin Reinwald from 10. His shot is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald from the right side of the lane scores. He's got 18 points in the ball game. Hastings backed within 9 points. 66-57 as the crowd gets back into it here. Driving for the hole. His shot is up there. No good. The foul is going to be called. The foul is going to go on Wells. Grant Wells picks up his 4th personal foul as the Warriors trying to attack the basket there from the left corner toward the goal. Marcus Franklin will go to the free throw line now for Midland. He's a 74% foul shooter in this season. He's not been there so far tonight. 66-57. Hastings down by 9. Marcus Franklin to the line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good off of the back iron. He'll get one more. Franklin 44 out of 59 from the free throw line this season. So Marcus Franklin will have one more, 6'3" junior from Hazel Crest, Illinois. Next shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. Rebound, Hastings. Broncos have the ball. Here's Hamburger, not a Lohman. So Hastings down by 9 points. Still plenty of time, 6:40 to play. They've got the ball. Here's Jake Hamburger. Now to Tobin Reinwald, to Hamburger. Sends it out in the corner to Lohman. Lohman dribbles it to the wing on the right side. His shot is up there and in. Brady Lohman scores. He's now got 13 in the ball game. Hastings now trailing by the score of 66-59. 6 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Here comes Galen Goley with the ball. Goley behind the screen. Goley out here in three-point territory. Gives the ball away to Billups. Billups down to Marcus Franklin. Out here to Hoosiers. They work the ball around here in three-point territory. There's a goalie with the ball. Goley down to Marcus Franklin. Now to Hoosier. He drives the ball. Goes to Marcus Franklin. He's trapped in the lane. Nearly travels with the ball. Gets it away to Billups. Now down low. Shot up and in by Starkle. It's up and in. Alex Starkle scores. They thought maybe they had a traveling violation in there. Billy Gavers is going crazy here on the near sideline. Here's a Woolman. Woolman bounce pass down on the baseline. That's Wells with the ball. Back out to Brady in 3-point territory. To Jake Hamburger. He drives the ball. Here's a 12-footer put up there. It's no good. He's fouling the play. He is fouling the play here by Marcus Franklin. That's going to be his 4th. Jake Hamburger will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. 68-59. Hastings had the lead cut down to 7 points. Starko gets the field goal on the other end. Now Jake Hamburger to the free throw line for Hastings. He's not been there tonight. Shot is up there. It's good. Hamburger is 72% foul shooter in the season. He's now 35 out of 48 from the line. Emig back into the ballgame. Marcus Franklin goes out. Hastings trailing 68-60. Men's college basketball with 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Here comes the next shot by Hamburger. It is up there. It's good. 68-61. Hastings needs a stop on defense. We're going to be down to 5.5 minutes to go, and Midland brings the ball back in the offensive zone. Here's Ben Emig with the ball behind the screen from Starkle. Galen Goley for 3. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Hastings, and now a foul is going to be called. Tobin Reinwald got the rebound for Hastings, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Jalen Hoosier of Midland. That's going to be his 2nd. That's going to be team foul number 10 now on Midland. So this will be a 2-shot foul for Hastings at the other end. And Tobin Reinwald goes to the line, a good foul shooter at 84%. Tobin is 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. He's got 18 points in the ball game. His shot is up there and in. Don't count the Broncos out yet. Hastings hits the free throw to make it a 68-62 ball game. This is as close as Hastings has been in a long, long time after falling behind by 11 points in the first 4.5 minutes of the ball game. Tobin Reinwald will have one more as he toes the mark. Shot is up there and the shot good. 68-63 is the score now. With 5 minutes and 22 seconds to play here at the Osborne Sports Complex, and now the fans getting into it here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Here's Ben Emig with the ball. He drives it down the right side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Comes out to Galen Goley. Goley over here to Langsford. Back out to Goley. Right sideline, Ben Emig. And Emig gets away. Comes over here on the near side to Galen Goley. Goley out here in three-point territory. Still 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Emig, they just throw the ball around the perimeter. There's a shot from 17 put up there by Langsford. Good. Avery Langsford scoring there from Midland. It's his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 3 points. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. 4 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the game. We'll take a break with a score. Midland 70, Hastings 63.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
We'll have high school basketball for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia and Minden with a Chapman Gym on the air at 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the girls' game, 7:45 for the boys. Minden and St. Cecilia tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Next Bronco broadcast will be on Saturday. Morningside going to be in town. 2 and 4 o'clock right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, 1:45 for the pregame show. Here on 1230 KHIS. Entertaining night here tonight. The Hastings College women's basketball team picked up a win in the opener tonight as they beat Midland by a score of 71-59. Midland led this game 49-36 at halftime. Down to as much as a 15-point lead here in the second half, and now Hastings has cut that lead down to 7. 70-63. Broncos have the ball. There's Brent Wells. On the wing on the right side, comes out to Lohman. Now to Tobin Reinwald. They dump it inside to Abu. He backs up, double team, kicks it back out to Tobin Reinwald. The Hamburger on the far sideline. Hamburger, long range jumper. His shot is up there, no good. And the ball is tapped out of there. It's going to be a foul called. Abu picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his third. So 3 fouls on Abu fall. And that's going to be team foul number 8 on Hastings. So now we walk to the other end of the floor, and this is going to be a 1-1 situation. Going to the free throw line will be Alex Starkle. Starkle is 0-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. He's a 72% foul shooter in the season. Now 32 out of 46 from the line. Alex Starkle will have a 1-1. His team up by 7 points. His shot is up there and his shot's good. Starkle will have one more. 71-63. Alex Starkle again will go to the free throw line here for Midland. Starkle, 6'7", a freshman out of Norfolk. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Abu. So he sings down by 8 points here, 71-63. Under 4.5 minutes to play here in the basketball game. Here's Reinwald with the ball. Now to Brent Wells. Out to Woolman. Woolman out here at the top of the key. Brady Woolman looking to drive it. Bounce pass comes over here to Tobin. His shot off of the baseline from 10 feet away. It's going to be no good. Tap try is up and in. Brent Wells with a tap try for Hastings. Wells now with 9 points in the ball game. Hastings within 6. 71-65 with 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Great job there by Brent Wells tipping that ball home. Here's Galen going with the ball to the far sideline. Langsford has got it. Langsford puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key to the near sideline. Galen Goley has got it. Now to Langsford again. To Ben Emig on the right sideline. Picked up there by Woolman behind the screen. Emig at the free throw line. Bounce pass goes down to Starkle. Spins, puts up a shot left-handed. A shot good. Alex Starkle scores there against the Boo. Starkle down with 17, 73-65. Broncos again down by 8 points. We're down to 3.5 minutes to play. Hamburger for three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound, Wells. Wells gets it back out to Woolman. He drives the ball down the lane to the basket. He goes. Shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. And Lohman will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Langsford. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 10 plus on Midland. So Hastings to the line here to shoot two. Hastings sitting at 7-2 in the conference. Midland is also 7-2. Two teams, one game behind the leader in Dortz. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in by Brady Lohman. He's still perfect tonight. He's 7 out of 7 from the line. Marcus Franklin comes into the ball game now for Midland. Avery Langsford checks out. Into the ball game now for the Broncos is going to be Zach Lena. Lena will come in. And going out is going to be Abu. So Fall will come to the bench in with 3 minutes and 21 seconds to play. 73-66. Midland has got the lead, but the Broncos still have life here. Here comes the next shot by Lohman. Is up there and in. Lohman now with 15 in the ball game. 73-67. Hastings needing some stops on defense down the stretch here. Ben Emig will trot the ball back in the offensive zone here. Emig to the near sideline. Now behind a screen from Starkle. Behind a double screen. Langsford has got a double screen set up there. There's a bounce pass down low. Starkle has got it. His shot is up and in. They work that baseline, and Alex Starkle gets the easy field goal. He's got 19 points in the ball game. 75-67. There's Lohman with the ball. Over to Tobin Reinwald. Skip pass down in the corner. Hamburger for three. Good! Jake Hamburger now with 14 in the ballgame. Hastings within 5 points now. 75-70 with 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Ben Emig walks the ball back to the offensive zone here from Midland. Emig working the ball on the right side of the floor. Hands it away. That's Goley with it. Goley comes to the near sideline. Marcus Franklin has got it. Franklin out to Langsford. 17 seconds off from the shot clock. They hand it away to Ben Emig. Still way out here near the 10-second line. Hastings in a man-to-man defense down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Emig gets away, drives it to the goal. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. Langsford was just holding on to the ball. He thought he heard a whistle. And the ball is knocked loose, picked up by Hastings. Wells goes down to Reinwald. His shot is going to be blocked down. Foul called. There was a whistle down here. Langsford got the ball, and he thought he heard a whistle. I thought I heard something. He just stood there with the ball in his hands. Hastings knocks the ball loose. Hastings knocks the ball loose, and they come back the other way. Now the official is going up to talk with the student body section up there. We thought we heard a whistle down here, so Langsford just stopped with the ball. Now the students are indicating that they're whistling with their hands and no device. That's perfectly legal, I guess. And the head coach for Midland, he's going crazy on the near sideline, Todd Eisner. So Hastings gets a break here at 75-70. The Broncos eventually get the turnover down here because Langsford just was hanging onto the ball. Hastings knocks it out of his hands when Langsford thought he heard a whistle. So Hastings got the turnover, and now Tobin Reinwald will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. So the officials continue to talk here with head coach Todd Eisner for Midland University down here. In the meantime, Hastings is setting up for some free throws. So the raucous crowd for Hastings College may have paid dividends here. And now Bill Gavers says, let's get on with the ball game. Bill Gavers is now coming down here to talk with the officials who are talking to Todd Eisner. Coach Billy not happy here. In the meantime, we've got Hastings wanting to shoot some free throws. It's not going to be Reinwald going to the free throw line, I don't believe. It should be. Yeah, Reinwald's going to step there for Hastings. So the score is 75-70, 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play. The score is going to remain. And Tobin Reinwald goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. Reinwald with a chance to pull this game closer. 75-70 is the score. Reinwald's free throw, good. So now the whistles are really coming out. Everybody that can whistle now starting to whistle. Tobin Reinwald hits his second one, and the Broncos within 3 points. 75-72 with 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play. And now Midland's going to be shooting into the student body section, and they are going berserk on the far end. They come over here on the near sideline. Here's Marcus Franklin, drives for the hole. His shot is up there at the end. Marcus Franklin gets the field goal, and he is fouled in a play. Marcus Franklin fouled in a play there by Reinwald. That's going to be Tobin's fourth. So now the score, 75. It should be 77-72. Now they put the score up on the scoreboard. 77-72. The Warriors have a 5-point lead as Marcus Franklin goes to the free throw line. He's 0-2 so far tonight. Shot is up there. Shot good. So a 3-point play after Hastings closes the gap to 3 points. Now it's 78-72. Hastings down by 6. Broncos have the ball. Hamburger out here in 3-point territory to Lohman. Lohman on the wing on the left side. Lohman looking. Goalie right in his face. Here's Tobin inside the free throw circle. Can't put up a shot. Down to 19 seconds in the shot clock. Lohman drives the ball to the hole, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Tobin takes the ball to the hole, and a foul is going to be called here on Marcus Franklin. I think that's all she wrote for Franklin. He's going to foul out of the ball game now with 1:37 to play in the contest. Marcus Franklin, he will leave with 10 points, 5 in each half. Hastings will go to the free throw line now. 1:37 to play in the game. It is Midland 78, Hastings 72. These two teams will play again later on this season in Fremont. Could see him again in the conference tournament. Who knows? Brady Lohman to the free throw line. Shot is up there. Shot good. Lohman now 9 out of 9 on free throws tonight. Lohman with 16 points in the ball game. That matches what he did on Sunday in the ball game against Nebraska Kearney. 78-73. Hastings still down by 5 points. The Broncos have not led in this ball game. Next shot is up there. That one is good. He gets the roll. 78-74. Hastings down by four points now. 90 seconds to go. Here's Ben Immig with the ball. Ben Immig picked up there by Lohman. Behind a screen from Starkle. Ben Immig moves to the near sideline. 20 seconds left in the shot clock. Ben Immig gets away, and now head coach Todd Eisner for Midland wants to call a timeout. So we're going to have 1:27 to play here in the basketball game. 18 seconds left in the shot clock. When we come back, you're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Broncos trailed by as many as 15 points here in the second half. They cut her down to 3 points at the 2-minute mark at 75-72. It's now 78-74. Hastings down by 4 points. It's going to be Midland inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. We still got 18 seconds left in the shot clock. So Midland will play things in. They'll do it from the near side instead. Here's Jalen Heiser. He will inbound the ball here for the Warriors. He gets it in to Galen Goley. Hastings needs a stop on defense right here. Galen Goley has got the ball. Now to Jalen Heiser. Out to Langsford. 9 seconds left in the shot clock. There's Heiser with the ball. Bounce pass goes down low. Starkle has got it. Starkle. And he's going to be called for, let's see, we're going to have a foul down there. I thought maybe he's calling for the steps as he was moving on the right side of the lane there. Starkle is fouled into play here by Zach Lina. Lina picks up his second personal foul. He's going to send Alex Starkle to the free throw line. Starkle 72% for this season. He is 1 out of 4 here tonight. Alex Starkle has got 19 points in the ball game. He averages 9.4 on the season. He's had a great night. Starkle looking up into the student body section. His shot good. It's now 79-74. Hastings down by 5 points. Just a two-possession ball game here. Still got 1:05 left on the clock. Alex Starkle's next shot is up there. That one is around the rim and down. He gets the roll. So it's 80-74. Hastings will play things in. Here's Lohman down the right sideline. Lohman has got the ball. Lohman drives it down the lane. He jumps it out here to Brent Wells. A shot from 10 feet away. It's going to be no good. Rebound Lohman. He keeps the ball alive. Lohman has got it on the offensive board. Brady on the right side of the lane. Dribbling with the ball to the top of the key. Trying to get away. Spins in the lane. Puts up a shot from 10. Good. Brady Lohman scores for Hastings. He's got 19 in the ball game. It's 80-76. Hastings down by 4. Broncos need the ball here. 43 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings down by four points. Here's Ben Immig with the ball. Now to Galen Goley. Goley picked up by Hamburger. Gurley has got the ball. 20 seconds left in the shot clock. 30 seconds to play in the game. Gurley shoves off against Hamburger. No foul called. Gurley has still got the ball, and now we got a foul call in Jake. I think Gurley got away with maybe a push off there, and then Jake commits the personal foul. It's going to be four fouls now on Jake Hamburger. And now Bill Gavers down to the 10-second line. He wants to call a timeout. So Hastings calls a timeout with 25.9 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Midland 80, Hastings 76.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. Midland jumped on the Broncos right out of the gates today. 4.5 minutes into the ball game, they led by the score of 13-2. Hastings was still down by 13 points at halftime, 49-36. Dropped down by 15 points in the second half at 51-36. Hastings, as close as they have gotten in this ball game, has been 3 points at 75-72. Is now 80-76. Hastings down by 4 points. Galen Gulley will go to the free throw line now for Midland. 25.9 seconds to play in the ball game. The shot clock is off. Galen going to the free throw line. Shot up there good. Gulley, an 83% foul shooter in the season. He is now 2 out of 2 tonight. It's a 5-point lead here for Midland University. Here comes the next shot by Gulley. It's up there good. 2-possession ball game. A 6-point lead, 82-76. Hastings with the ball. Here comes Brady Lohman down the left sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Top of the key. Three-pointer put up there. Good! Brady Lohman hits the three-pointer. Timeout, Hastings. The Broncos back to within 3 points. Lohman just comes down cool as a cucumber and fires up a three-pointer from the top of the key. It goes straight through the hole. Nothing but net. And Hastings is back to within 3 points. 19 seconds to play. We'll take a timeout with a score. Midland 82, Hastings 79.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, Division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up, we'll name our players of the game and also our coaches post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Hastings College trying to battle back here. 82-79. Brady Lohman hits a three-pointer from the top of the key. Lohman has now got 22 points in the ball game for Hastings. He leads the Broncos in scoring tonight. Tobin Reinwald, he's got 22 points. So Hastings now, they need to force a turnover back here in backcourt. 82-79 is the score. Hastings with all five defenders back here in backcourt. It's going to be Heiser inbounding the ball here for Midland. Heiser has got the ball. Here we go, 19.8 seconds to play. Heiser will play things in the goalie, and goalie's going to be fouled in the play by Krause. So Brandon Krause commits the personal foul. That's going to be his second. And goalie goes back to the free throw line here for Midland. Galen Gulley has 3 out of 3 on free throws tonight. He's an 83% foul shooter on the season. He'll have 2 shots here. Hastings over the 10-foul limit. Shot is up there. Good. Galen Gulley hits the free throw. Here comes Hamburger back into the ball game now for Hastings. Krause will come to the bench. So Galen Gulley goes back to the free throw line. This would give Midland a 5-point lead. Galen going to the line. His shot is up there. In and out. No good. It's a 4-point lead. Hastings with the ball down the right sideline. That's Lohman with the ball. Lohman drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but we got a foul called. The foul is going to go on Ben Emig. That's going to be his third. So we got 13.3 seconds to play now in the ball game. Hastings is down by 4 points, 83-79. And going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Lohman, and now head coach Todd Eisner wants to call a timeout for Midland. The Warriors want to call a timeout, 13.3 seconds to play in regulation. The score, Midland 83, Hastings 79.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Brady Lohman, one of the best foul shooters on the basketball team, goes to the free throw line here for the Broncos. 83-79. Shot is up there. The shot, good. Hits the front iron, the back iron, and down through the hole. And it's now an 83-80 ball game. 13.3 seconds to play here in the contest. Lohman will have another one. The shot's going to be up there and in. Now 83-81. Hastings now attacking in backcourt. Here's a pass down the right sideline. Jordan Flynn loses control, picks it back up, and goalie's going to be fouled into play. The ball was loose as they took it down the right sideline. Jordan Flynn had it knocked out of his hands. The ball was loose, but it was picked up by goalie, and he was fouled into play. So it's 83-81, still 10.4 seconds to play. The personal foul is going to be whistled there on Lohman. That's going to be his first. So now Galen Goley again goes to the free throw line. He's 4 out of 5 this evening, 83% of the season. His shot is up there, the shot good. And now it's a 3-point ball game at 84-81. Galen Goley goes back to the stripe here for Midland. This would give him a 2-possession lead. Galen Goley eyes the bucket, looks up to the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. It's a 3-point ball game, 84-81. Here comes Lohman down the sideline. Lohman back to the center of the floor behind the screen. Gets down here to Wells, 3-pointer. Good! Brett Wells hits a 3-pointer with 1.3 seconds to play. Here's Goley from backcourt. His shot no good. Overtime. Wow. Brent Wells hits a 3-pointer for Hastings with 1.3 seconds to play to tie up the ball game at 84 points apiece. We are headed to overtime. The score at the end of regulation, Hastings 84, Midland 84. Back with more after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings is not led in this ball game tonight, guys. It's 84-84. Brent Wells hitting a shot with 1.3 seconds to play in regulation to force overtime. Midland controls the opening tap. The Warriors shooting to our basket to our left. This will be a 5-minute overtime session here tonight. 9th-ranked Midland, 19th-ranked Hastings. Foul is going to be called out here in 3-point territory. It's going to go on Lohman. Brady Lohman picks up his second personal foul. Each team is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. The second foul in Brady Lohman's going to the free throw line now for Midland is going to be Ben Emig. Emig has got 18 points in the ball game. He is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. So Ben Emig will look up there right into the student body section. The shot is up there. It's good. He'll have one more shot Midland as a team hitting 69% of their free throw tosses so far this year. That is ninth in the conference. Hastings hitting 74% of their free throws. That is third in the conference. Going to see a lot of free throws here in the overtime session with 10 team fouls per team. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. That's going to be good. So Emig has now got 20 in the ball game, and Midland has got the lead, 86-84 over Hastings. Here comes Brady Woolman back for the Broncos. Now to Jake Hamburger at the top of the key. Hamburger back to Woolman here on the right side. Woolman looking to penetrate, takes it to the free throw line, takes it out to Jake, 4-3, his shot is up there, it's an air ball. Rebound comes down to a Midland, they save the ball from going out of bounds there. Midland has got it as Hamburger throws up the three on the attempted three-pointer. So now it's 86-84, 4.5 minutes to play in overtime tonight. Ben Emig has got the ball for Midland behind the screen, hands it away to a Galen Goley. Goley out here in the three-point territory, he sings in a man-to-man defense, Galen Goley. Directing some traffic, moves it to the right side of the floor, picked up there by Lohman defensively. Goleman again, rather a goalie with the ball, reverses the ball, gets it over there on the far sideline to Heisher. Heisher now to goalie. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Goalie drives it down the right side of the lane, and his shot is up there and in. Galen Goley scores there for Midland. He has now got 14 in the ball game. Midland has now got a 4-point lead. Here's Reinwald in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald scores on a short bump, jumper in the paint. He's now got 25 in the ball game. 88-86. Midland has got a 2-point lead. Warriors come back with the ball. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play. 3:40 to play here in overtime. Here's Ben Emig. He drives it, and we're going to have a foul called. It's going to go on Zach Lena. Zach was just kind of standing there, and Ben Emig just kind of drove right into him. And Billy Gavers again about ready to blow his top down here on the near sideline. Ben Emig will go to the free throw line. He is 5 out of 5 from the stripes so far tonight. 76% of the season. He'll have 2 shots here. Ben Emig to the free throw line from Midland. It's a 2-point ball game. Shot is up there. It's no good. It is no good. That makes the score 88-86. The score stands up here. Brandon Williams checks into the ball game now for Midland. It's a 2-point ball game. The Warriors have the lead here in the overtime session. They have led this baby from the opening tap today. Here comes the next shot. It's up there by Emig. That one is good. So it's now a 3-point ball game at 89-86. Hastings fighting here in front of the hometown fans of the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Woolman with the ball. Woolman drives it, gives it away to Tobin Reinwald. Tobin has it tipped away. It comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be an over and back violation. Tobin just got his hands on it there. It was not tipped away. The Broncos just lost control of the ball. It's going to be a turnover on Hastings, their 10th of the ball game. 89-86. The Broncos are down by 3 points with 3 minutes and 26 seconds to play in overtime. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Brandon Krause. Coming out is going to be Hamburger. Here's Jalen Heisher going to inbound the ball down to Galen Goley in the backcourt. Picked up there by Brandon Krause of Hastings. Goley comes to the near sideline. Goley dribbling with the ball against Brandon Krause. Brandon goes for the steal, can't get there. 25 seconds still in the shot clock here. 3:13 left in overtime. Hastings trailing by 3, 89-86. Ben Emig with the ball now against Lohman behind the screen. Emig moves it over to Heisher, now to the far sideline. The goalie picked up again by Brandon Krause. Goalie loses control of the ball, out of bounds. Galen Goalie loses control of the ball, out of bounds down there in the corner. That's the 9th turnover on Midland. Brandon Krause checks out. Here comes Hamburger back into the ball game. 89-86. Midland with a 3-point lead. Hastings trying to pull off the upset here tonight. In action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here's Brandy Lohman back with the ball now for Hastings. Lohman hesitates, drives it down the lane. He falls down, and he's going to be tripped on the play, and a foul is going to be called. Emig's going to be guilty of the foul. That's going to be his fourth. So 4 fouls now on Ben Emig. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brandy Lohman. Lohman is 11 out of 11 from the free throw line tonight. He'll have 2 shots here. Lohman has got 22 in the ballgame. 89-86, Midland has got the lead, and now they're wiping up here in the lanes, some housekeeping chores. The Broncos trying to come back from 15 points down here in the second half. Brent Wells hit a jumper with 1.3 seconds remaining in regulation to force this overtime session. Hastings is now falling behind by 3 points here as they continue to mop up in the lane. Woolman is now standing at the free throw line, waiting here. He'll have 2 shots. Brady Woolman for Hastings College. His first one is up there, and the shot good. Hamburger checks out. Here comes Brandon Krause back into the ball game. Hamburger's got four personal fouls, so they're playing him basically on the offensive end. Brady Lohman will have one more. His shot is up there. Good. 89-88. The Broncos are down by a point. Still with 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play. 2:52 to play in overtime. Here comes Goley with the ball. Galen Goley. He walks it across the 10-second line for the Warriors. Galen Goley looks right, comes back left. That's Heizer with the ball. Heizer picked up by Tobin Reinwald. Heizer dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside. Grabbing the ball there is Williams. The shot is up and in. Brandon Williams scores right in front of the basket. He's got 6 points in the ball game. It's a three-point contest again, 91-88. Here's Brady Woolman. Woolman comes over here to Brandon Krause. Now down to Woolman. Down into the corner is off balance. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Reinwald. Reinwald has got it on the weak side. Back outside to Krause. Comes across the top to Wells. Down in the corner to Woolman. His shot for three is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound loose. Krause grabs the ball. Goes back up. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a foul is going to be called. Rather, that was Lena. He comes out of there. He was surrounded by Warriors. And Zach Lena got the ball. And he puts up a shot. Goalie picks up the foul. That's going to be his second for Midland. Now going to the free throw line will be Zach Lena. He has not scored so far tonight. 73% foul shooter. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. Midland 91, Hastings 89. Zach Lena will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot is in and out and falls out of there. It was halfway down and popped out of there. So it's 91-89. Hastings is now down by 2 points with 2 minutes to play here in the overtime session from the Osborne Sports Complex. Now we got a timeout, Midland. Midland wants to call a timeout. 1:57 to play. It is Midland 91, Hastings 89.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Coming up, we'll name our players of the game tonight. And we'll have our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here. Midland 91, Hastings 89. This reminds me of a game we did several years ago. We played Midland in Fremont, went into four overtimes. That was a game that Maya Slough went for a bunch of points, like 60 points plus. Hastings finally getting out of there with a win in a four-overtime affair. We'll see what it takes here tonight. 91-89 is the score. Hastings right now trailing by 2 points. Still plenty of time. A minute and 57 seconds left on the clock. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings in the event of a jump ball. Each team over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. So it's going to be Jalen Heizer inbounding the ball. We were tied up at 84 points apiece after regulation when Brent Wells hits a shot with a 1.3 seconds remaining to force the overtime session. Here's Goley with the ball now for Midland. Gets it out here to Ben Emig in three-point territory. Emig works against Krause, drives the ball, kicks it out here to Heizer. Heizer inside the free throw circle now to Galen Goley. Goley behind his Starkle screen on the right sideline. Goley has got the ball, fires up a three over Lohman. It's going to be up there, no good. Rebound Krause. Brandon Krause has got the ball for Hastings, gets it away. To the far sideline out of Woolman. Woolman now to Krause into the offensive zone. Hastings down by 2 points. The Broncos have not led in this ball game. There's Wells. He's shot up and in. We're tied. Brent Wells sliding down the lane. They got on the ball. We're tied up at 91 points apiece. 1:13 to play in the overtime session. A foul here in backcourt on Krause. Brandon Krause getting hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his third. And that's going to send Midland to the free throw line. Hastings is still not led in this basketball game. Going to the free throw line will be Ben Emig. Emig is 6 out of 7 from the free throw line in this ball game. He's got 21 points. He'll have two shots here. Ben Emig will look up there for the student body section behind the glass. His shot is up. Good. 92-91. Midland has got the lead. Here comes Hamburger back into the ball game now. Krause will come to the bench. Hastings trying to battle back from a 15-point second-half deficit here tonight. We're in the overtime session. Ninth-ranked Midland, 19th-ranked Hastings. Ben Emig will have one more shot. Looks up there, fires it up, shot good. Drains two free throws, 93-91. Under a minute to play now as Hastings brings the ball into the offensive zone here. Brent Wells has got it. Now to Woolman. Brings it back to Tobin Reinwald, right side of the lane. Reinwald takes the ball down to the baseline. Is running one-hander. Is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald scores. He's got 27 in the ball game. We're tied up again at 93 points apiece. 52 seconds to play here in this one. Here's Ben Emig with the ball now from Midland behind a screen. Ben Emig goes out here to Heizer. Heizer out to Emig again. Out here near the 10-second line. 40 seconds to play. 18 on the shot clock. Ben Emig behind a Starkle screen. Emig drives the ball toward the goal. Down on the baseline. Circles around underneath the basket. And he's out of bounds. Ben Emig took it down the right sideline and underneath the basket. And he dribbles the ball out of bounds. A turnover on Midland. Hastings has the ball with 32.3 seconds to play in overtime. Hastings has the ball. We are tied up at 93 points apiece. And Hastings calls a timeout. Ben Emig dribbles the ball out of bounds underneath the basket as he was circling the ball around on the drive. Hastings has the ball with 32.3 seconds to play in overtime. We have got a break. And we'll take it right now with the score. Hastings 93, Midland 93.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Farrell Arena. seconds to play here in this one. Hastings is not led in this ball game, and now they have a chance to win it. The shot clock is going to be off. Hastings will have to come the length of the floor. I expect Hastings to probably get the ball in the offensive zone, run some clock, and maybe get the ball. The clock down to about 15, 12 seconds, and then Billy will call another timeout here. He's got another one to take down here. So Hastings with 32 seconds to play with play the ball in and backward. Woolman will bring the ball up, the most respectable and trustworthy ball handler as he brings the ball into the offensive zone. That's exactly what they're going to do. Tobin Reinwald is going to dribble with the ball. We're down to 18 seconds to play. Reinwald just across the 10-second line. Picked up there by Heizer. We're down to 13, 12. We're down to 11 seconds. They're going to run the clock here. Here's Wells with the ball. 8 seconds. Bounce pass goes to Reinwald. On the baseline, 15-footer. It's no good. Rebound Wells. Wells has it knocked loose. The foul is called. With 1.7 seconds to play, Tobin Reinwald misses the jumper. Wells gets the rebound, and he is fouled in a play with 1.7 seconds to play. So the guy who forced the overtime session, Brent Wells, now goes to the free throw line here for Hastings with 1.7 seconds to play. He's got two shots to try to win it for Hastings. Brent Wells to the free throw line is 67% foul shooter. He'll have two shots. He is one of two so far tonight. Wells' shot is in the air. Good! This is the first time that Hastings has led 94-93, and a timeout's going to be called. Brent Wells gives Hastings the lead, 94-93, with 1.7 seconds to play. Their first lead of the ball game. We've got a timeout, 1.7 seconds to play in overtime. Hastings 94, Midland 93.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 94-93 is the score. Hastings with a lead, 1.7 seconds to play in overtime. Brent Wells will go back to the free throw line. Grant Wells, he hit a jumper with 1.3 seconds to play in regulation to force the overtime session at 84-84. And now Wells, after being fouled into play on a missed shot from Tobin Reinwald off the right baseline, Wells grabs the rebound and he was fouled into play. Wells hit his first free throw to give Hastings a 94-93 advantage. The timeout is called. Reinwald and everybody else back here behind the shooter, Brent Wells. 1.7 seconds to play. Hastings with a one-point lead, 94-93. Wells puts up the shot. He just misses the shot on purpose. It's picked up by Starkle. Down the right sideline. Ebbing throws it up. It hits the rim. It hits the rim, but I don't think it would have counted. Hastings wins the ball game in overtime. The shot is thrown up from backcourt. It hit the rim. I think it was after the horn sounded. Hastings comes back to beat Midland tonight in overtime by a score of 94-93. Coming back from a 15-point deficit, Hastings College wins the ball game here in the second half, and a gutty performance here for the Broncos and a big, big win. Hastings upsets the ninth-ranked team in the nation, Midland. Final score of 94-93. Back with a recap after this. Going to Bowman and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings upsets ninth-ranked Midland tonight. The place is going berserk. 94-93, Hastings wins this baby in overtime here tonight. And no doubt the hero of the ballgame tonight is Brent Wells. Wells ends up with 15 points in the ballgame, 13 of those in the second half. Wells hit a jumper, a three-pointer, with 1.3 seconds to play in regulation to force the overtime session at 84-84. Hastings had the ball back with 32.3 seconds to play in overtime. The game was tied at 93-93. Tobin Reinwald misses a short jumper off of the right baseline. Wells got the rebound. He was fouled into play. Goes to the free throw line, made one out of two with 1.7 seconds to play in overtime. Hastings had the lead 94-93. Midland approached the 10-second line, threw up a shot from backcourt, and it hits off of the rim. I don't know if it would have counted or not. It was maybe a few ticks of the microseconds past the end of the ball game. But Hastings College wins it by a score of 94-93 in overtime tonight after trailing by 15 points in the ball game. Their only lead of the ball game was with 1.7 seconds to play in overtime when Wells put him ahead. Unbelievable. Tobin Reinwald ends up with 27 points in the ballgame for Hastings College tonight. Brady Lohman had 25. Brent Wells had 15. Jake Hamburger had 14. Abu Fall had 11. Zach Lina had 1 point tonight. Brandon Krause had one. But again, 27 points from Reinwald and 25 by Brady Lohman. For Reinwald, that's a brand new season high. In fact, he had 23 against Nebraska Wesleyan last Wednesday, and he eclipses that today. 27 points for Tobin Reinwald in this basketball game here tonight. Ben Emig, he led the way for Midland. He scores 23. Alex Starkle had 21 in the ball game. Galen Goley had 14. Marcus Franklin had 10. The other scorers, Brandon Williams had 6 points. Jordan Flynn had 6. 4 for Montrell Billups. 3 points apiece for DJ Vaughn, Avery Langsford, and also Jalen Heiser. So Midland, they dropped to 16 wins and 3 losses on the season. They have lost back-to-back games. They lost to Briar Cliff last Saturday. They're now 16-3 on the season, 7-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings, they improved to 14-5. The Broncos are now 8-2 on the season. Again, Hastings wins it 94-93 in overtime here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Final shooting numbers in the ball game. Midland connected on 33 out of 61 field goals tonight for 54%. Hastings, 28 out of 57 for 49%. Midland was 9 out of 22 on three-pointers for 40%. Hastings was 9 out of 19 for 47%. On free throws tonight, Midland was 18 out of 27 for 67%. Hastings was, let's see, they were 29 out of 35 from the free throw line tonight for 82%. The rebounds were dead even tonight, 33 apiece. Each team had 11 offensive rebounds and 22 on defense. Same story for Hastings College, 11 offensive rebounds, 22 on defense. Hastings committed 11 turnovers in the ball game tonight. Midland had 11. No block shots, 8 steals for Midland. 1 block shot, 6 steals for Hastings College. The Broncos won it overtime. We had the score tied 3 times tonight, only 1 lead change. Midland led the entire way until 1.7 seconds to play in overtime. Hastings outscores the Warriors 10-9 in the overtime session. Hastings wins it by a score of 94-93. Stay tuned. We got the players of the game coming up next and in the coaches' postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco Postgame Show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
So a doubleheader sweep for Hastings College here tonight. The women winning in the first ball game tonight by a score of 71-59. The Hastings College men winning in overtime over Midland this evening by a score of 94-93. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. For the Hastings College women, Laurel Zwiener had 15 points in the ball game tonight. Jamie Van Kirk had 14, 10 for Cammie Bruckman as the Broncos put 3 players in double figures tonight. For the Hastings College men's basketball team, Tobin Reinwald ends up with 26 tonight. Brady Lohman had 23, 18 points for Brent Wells, and 14 for Jake Hamburger. All candidates for our Player of the Game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game tonight for the Hastings College women's basketball team, Laurel Zwiener. She leads the Broncos in scoring again tonight, 7 out of 12 from the field. She was 1 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight, pulls down 4 rebounds, scores the 15 points, had a couple of assists and 1 steal in the ballgame, and she plays 26 minutes and some change for head coach Kerry Hofstetter. And for the Hastings College men's basketball team, no doubt about it, Brent Wells, who hits the field goal to push the game into overtime. It hit a three-pointer with 1.3 seconds to play in regulation and then hitting a free throw with 1.7 seconds to play in the overtime session to propel Hastings to the victory here tonight by the score of 94-93 over Midland. Brent Wells, our player of the game, 7 out of 11 from the field tonight, 2 out of 2 on three-pointers, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line, pulls down 9 rebounds, 18 points, and he had one steal as he played 38 minutes and 38 seconds here in the ball game tonight. So Brent Wells and Laurel Zwiener are players of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
So Hastings College wins it tonight in overtime, 94-93 over Midland University. His assistant coach, Doug Rader, will join us on the post-game show and coach a whale of a basketball game here tonight. The coaches always say, you never quit until the final gun, and we had to go into overtime to grab it, but your feelings on the ball game tonight?
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank the fans. Fans are terrific tonight, and the student body, they did a great job. They really kept us in it when we got down 15, gave us some energy when we needed some energy. And our guys, throughout the year, we've been down a few different times, and we've always been able to get back within six, we get within four. And the real emphasis tonight in the second half was to be patient, and once we get back to get within four, we need to break through that. And that's what our guys really did tonight. They just kept battling back. We didn't get a lot of stops early in the second half. They ran a couple nice little plays where they got Starkle on the block. That really hurt us. But then we finally made a little bit of adjustment there, got that stopped, and got a few stops down the stretch. We did have the ball bounce away our way a couple different times, so that helped us out. But our guys were great. Wells had a terrific night tonight, especially with Brady struggling to shoot the ball early in the second half, but some other guys stepped up. Tobin stepped up, did some good things for us. And Wells was a lot of energy. And then, he's worked on that shot at the top of the key over and over and over again. So we had confidence that he's going to shoot it. Maybe it wasn't our first option, but we had confidence once the ball was in the air.
Let's talk about their offense a little bit. They put a lot of screens right around the perimeter. It seemed to cause you guys a little problems as they got to the basket pretty easily tonight.
Yeah, that's one thing they do is they do a lot of ball screens, and it's one of those things they do over and over and over again until you break down defensively. And they're quick. Some of them are quicker than what we are guarding it. But sometimes the rotation was slow on it, but we still did a pretty good job of keeping them off the arc the second half. The first half, they really killed us with the three. And then they didn't hit another three the second half. So, that's one thing we're trying to get out and guard the three. Giving up two, we don't want to give up two easy inside. But it's better than them shooting wide open threes on the outside, too, the way they were shooting at the first half.
You guys fell behind by 15 earlier in the second half. We weren't getting a whole lot of stops. We were just matching them maybe basket for basket. Were you concerned at that point that we would not be able to claw back into this thing?
Actually, I wasn't worried. I know that sounds strange, but I was confident in our guys. I just knew our preparation was going to take over. I knew the way that we were screening them, I thought we'd wear them out there towards the end of the game. And, plus they're in a little bit of foul trouble. It helped with Franklin fouling out. That helped us a little bit. But our guys, just all year we've gotten down and we battled back, and so I wasn't ever really worried about it.
The shot that Brent came down and took right at the end of regulation, just cool as a cucumber. He cocked the arm and the way he went.
That's the way he does best when he's not thinking. When he thinks about things too much, then he hesitates. But he just caught it in rhythm and shot it, and it looked very fluid.
When you got into the overtime session, were you confident you could pull it out? Once you made your comeback from 15 points down, you forced the overtime. Did you feel that things might be turning the tide?
I thought the tide had turned. I thought the momentum was on our side. We got the crowd back involved there, and they were excited. as I did think we'll get the momentum back. I thought we finally broke through, got it tied, and from there I thought we could be able to take over the overtime, even though the first possession didn't go our way. We battled back from that even.
You finally had the ball with 32 seconds to play in the overtime session. You guys called a timeout, and you brought the ball into the offensive zone. I thought you might call a second timeout to maybe try to set something up. But what was the game plan with 32 seconds to play in the overtime? But what were you trying to do there?
We only had that one timeout left, so we knew that once we took that timeout, that was our last one. We wanted to get the ball in Brady's hands there at the end. They did a good job of – we ran that little UCLA cut that we've been running second half. They did a good job guarding that and taking him away, and then Wells just brought it back. Second option was Tobin. I got to Tobin, and then Tobin did a good job of getting to the rim. Didn't hit the shot, but then Wells, once again, just chasing. He just chases, and then got an offensive rebound, and got the chance to go to the foul line.
Wells has been doing that all season long. He's been a hawk as far as rebounds are concerned. He picks up about every 50-50 ball out there.
He does. He's just the guy that's relentless, goes to the glass. He assumes every shot is missed. And then if it's missed, he's going to go get it. So he does a good job of watching the flight of the ball and chasing it.
Tobin with 26 tonight. Brady had 23 points. Brent Wells had 18. Jake Hamburger had 14. Those guys have been powering you guys the victories all season long.
Yeah, a lot of contributions from different guys. You know, we even had some early. Abu gave us some good minutes early. We didn't play as much late, but gave us some good minutes. And just down, I mean, Kraus did some good things for us, got in the paint, had a couple assists. Maybe they didn't give him the assist on it, but because they got fouled on it. They did a good job of guarding, just with his foot speed and the way they run those ball screens over and over again. Kraus did a good job in there, too. So just on down the line, our guys did a pretty good job.
Obviously a big win for us momentum-wise now. We carry in for the weekend.
Yeah, another big game coming up with Morningside. You know, we beat them at their place, so they're going to be hungry coming into to our gym. So it's another one we can't really enjoy too long. We enjoy it till midnight, and then we got to get ready for Morningside starting tomorrow.
Okay, congratulations on the win. We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
Yep, Doug Rader, the assistant coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos winning this one tonight in overtime over Midland, coming from 15 points down in the second half to nip the Warriors by the score of 94-93. We'll come back and get a final word right after this.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
All right, the other scores on the men's side of things in basketball tonight. It was Morningside beating Dakota State in a non-conference game. Final score of 82-77. Hastings with a win here over Midland in overtime, 94-93. It was Dort, ranked number 5 in the country, beating Northwestern tonight. Final score of 78-64. Nebraska Wesleyan beats Doan, 94-86. And it was Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty tonight, 76-45. Those are the results from the men's ball games from earlier tonight. Get you the women's scores one more time in the G-Pack. It went like this. Hastings over Midland, 71-59. Northwestern stopped Dort, 76-62. Doan all over Nebraska Wesleyan, 82-30. It was Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty by the score of 85-79. Tomorrow night, high school basketball for you. Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Minden tomorrow night at the Chapman Gymnasium. 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the girls' game, 7:45 for the guys. We'll have that here on 1230 KHIS. And the next broadcast for the Broncos will be on Saturday, Morningside in town to take on Hastings, 2 and 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, 1:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. But the Hastings College women winning tonight, 71-59. The Broncos, the men coming back and beating Midland in overtime, 94-93. That'll wrap things up from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. With my producer and engineer back to the radio station, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.